I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Roll Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy, you feel me, on Chocolate City Radio. Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chuck Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy, Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about, right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do, we get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Janie D, just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen back, baby, making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello, and welcome to Chocolate City Radio. Damn, it's been a long fucking time since I've been on the air on a fucking Sunday night. And I do apologize to all my fans that have been missing me. I'm missing the slow jams Sundays and everything like that. Tonight, I'm going to give you a slow jam Sunday. Don't worry, I ain't going to take that away from y'all. Y'all been waiting for a long-ass time. But we also decided we was going to do a topic about trifling as married men. And the reason why I say that is it's a lot of y'all married men out here that's doing some old trifling shit, and y'all ain't got your shit under control. We ain't going to call no names because we're not going to give y'all no fucking free advertisement, no free publicity. We just going to let bitches know y'all ain't shit, okay? Now, I'm waiting for my co-host to call in because she's really going to get it in. But, you know, we just, you know, until she gets on here, I'm just going to speak about my experiences from dealing with someone that had a significant other. You know, personally, people cheat for whatever reasons they cheat. Honestly, just be honest with the motherfucker you fucking with. I got a wife or I got a husband. That bitch is crazy. That motherfucker is crazy. So they're liable to do A, B, C, and D if they find out that I'm doing this. So I just want you to be prepared. And then, you know, so you can handle whatever needs to be handled. Or I got a wife and I'm fucking you, but I'm fucking a few other girls. Some may be younger, some may be older. and they don't know how to handle the situation. So you might be stalked on Facebook. You might be stalked on Twitter. You might get some phone calls. You might get some text messages, but you know, disregard them. You know, if you're going to fuck around on your significant other, put everything on the table and let the person that you're thinking about fucking with make a conscious decision to really want to fuck with you. Don't sugarcoat shit and make it look like, you know, the grass is greener on the other side when you know that shit darker than the motherfucker and the grass is dying. Don't do that, because at the end of the day, the truth is going to come out. The truth is going to come out because one of your bitches is going to get mad because somebody else is getting more than she thinks she's supposed to have, or home is going to decide that they're going to fight for what the fuck they want. Then it's going to be ugly for everybody involved. And men, please, please, if you know your dick is whack, stop going out being a paymaster. Paymaster meaning you got a small dick, you got some whack dick, but you got long paper, so you paying the bitch to look the other way. Because that's one thing a bitch don't like. If she got her a sugar daddy, she don't want no other bitch getting that paper. They can get the dick all day long, but they don't want you. They don't want to give up their paper. So, men, all I'm going to say to you, if you're fucking around and you ain't got your shit on point and bitches don't know their roles and they not paying their positions, don't get mad when bitches start talking and then motherfuckers start telling your shit. Because first of all, if I'm fucking with you, should no other bitch be calling my phone? Should no other bitch be texting me? She sure as hell better not be hitting me on motherfucking Twitter, and she better not be hitting me on motherfucking Facebook, because we going to have a problem. I'm going to hurt her motherfucking feelings, and I'm going to hurt y'all feelings, and y'all both can be together. Then another thing, men, y'all are tripping me out, because I understand why some of y'all cheating, because I've seen y'all significant others. Well, love is blind, but you know, for the other people, I say the other 60% that got pretty ass significant others, don't cheat down, cheat up. And if you're not familiar with what the fuck I'm saying, if you gonna cheat on your mate, make sure that motherfucker you cheating on look better than your mate, in case your mate dump you and you gotta be stuck with that motherfucker you fucking with, and then motherfuckers won't look at you like, damn dog, really? How the fuck that happened? How the fuck you go from a dime to a motherfucking negative 10? Like, that ain't cute. That ain't cute. Cheat up, don't cheat down. Because that shit going to make you look bad in the long run, like on some real talk. So, you know, I'm just saying, tonight's show is going to be crazy. If I'm hitting some nerves, oh, the fuck well. You know what I'm saying? But I had to do this. For those of y'all that was on my BBM yesterday, y'all already know I started yesterday giving it up. You know what I'm saying? I swear, I just can't wait for my co-host to call in, because she got some shit to say. Because she going through some situations when she was dealing with somebody. Bitches want to call her phone asking for their man. Bitches want to hit her up on ghost accounts on Facebook. Where the fuck they do that at? Like, if you not good enough to keep your man, and, you know, he's going to do what he's going to do, let it go. Because women, what we got to understand is a man going to do whatever the fuck a man want to do. Whether he do the right thing or the wrong thing, he was a man when he did it. So with that being said, if he ever get caught fucking up, he needs a man to fuck up and admit what he did wrong. I mean, ain't nobody going to take nothing away from his manhood unless he fucking another man. Then I got a problem with that. But a man is going to be a man 24/7, just like we're going to be a woman 24/7. So all the right shit we do, own it. All the wrong shit you do, own it. All every fucking thing that you do in life, that's all I'm saying. If you can't do that, then something wrong with you, and you don't need to be in this life. You need to be somewhere else, like real talk or some real shit. But, you know, hey, To each his own. Have I ever been in a situation like that? Damn right. Was it right? No. But it worked at the time. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one of those people that's going around being a homewrecker or anything like that. If your home is fucked up and me and your man develop a friendship and it develops into something else, then oh well. I didn't go looking for it. He didn't go looking for it. Maybe he did. Hell, I don't know. I can't speak for him. But I don't go around seeking out men that are in relationships, because at the end of the day, that shit is crazy. Too much fucking drama, like on some real shit. So then I had somebody hit me up on BBM, and, you know, I asked him to call in, but he was like, he didn't want me to get him shot. I can't get you shot for telling the truth. You made a statement that was real as fuck. It was like, he said, I'm pulling up, hey, Mo, how you doing? He said that I wish some women would take responsibility for being the cause of why they man cheat. And he's like, yeah, I said it. And I'm like, you know what, you should call in. And he was like, no, you won't get me shot. Bad enough, my BBM blowing up. And it's not that. It's like, he said some real shit. Some women cause their men to cheat, and some men cause your women to cheat. So, you know, that's a real ass topic right there. That's a real ass statement. And, you know, for men that are cheating, I want to know why you cheating. I ain't cheating because I ain't married. I don't got no rings on my finger. I don't cohabitate with a motherfucker. Ain't no nigga paying my bills. So I do what the fuck I want to do. I can fuck who I want to fuck. I can kiss who I want to kiss. I can blow who I want to blow because I'm a single-ass woman. So, you know, I don't have anyone that I need to answer to but myself. But I was just like, You know, and that made me think, like, damn, is he a cheater? What drove him to cheat? So I'll never know until he calls in. Mo, are you saying something tonight, or are you just sitting there listening to my sexy-ass voice thinking about stroking your meat? Hey, Mo.
What up?
How you doing?
All right. You know, unfortunately, we lost another biker last night.
What?
It comes with the territory. Yeah.
What happened this time?
Now, we all know. I know we all was at the party. He left the party, and he didn't make it home.
You know? He's been drinking?
Nah, he don't drink.
You think somebody may have cut him off?
Yeah, a lot of these fucking cars is acting up after that road rage incident in New York. So now these faggots want to act stupid when it comes to bikes. But I'm not going to blame it on the motorists. I hope not. You know, I hope it was just a tragic accident rather than somebody wanting to cut him off because he's a biker and that's what's going on right now and out here. And there's going to be a lot of charges brought up because we're not playing that shit. Somebody cut me off, they're going to look worse than that Chinese dude did.
Oh, damn.
But they're going in, you know. NYPD is fucking with all the clubs, and they pulled my member over last night and going to ask her where her gang brothers at, talking about us, where her gang member brothers at. She said, I'm not part of a gang, I'm part of a club, you know. It's just really getting ridiculous out here with it, and there's going to be a lot of bullshit because, you know, New York can play that. You know, the young boy, he was young, and unfortunately, he lost his life doing something he loved, you know?
That's always hard. I'm so sorry. My prayers go out to you and his family and the rest of your club. Because I know this year has been, like, a really rough year.
He wasn't in my club, but he's in a brother club that we cool with, so... But still, he's still a biker like we are, you know? And it always hurts. When somebody go down, we all go down, you know?
Oh, of course. Of course.
So all the motorists that's listening out there, you know, bikers are not gangs. You know, we're not out there to harm nobody. We're out there just to enjoy ourselves and ride our bikes. You know, if you see somebody willing, move out the fucking way. Let him enjoy his bike, you know? That's all. Stop hating on bikers. If you want to learn how to ride a bike, we'd be glad to teach you. You know?
For real?
Of course. There's no problem. Get a bike, I'll teach you how to ride.
I ain't buying no damn bike.
Yeah, but you got these motorists out there who hate bikers. Like, they got a hate for bikers. You know? Get on a fucking bike and learn, you know? Feel the experience we feel. Stop hating us. You know what I mean? They just hate
us. Oh, of course. Bikers are always hated. I love bikers, kids. I got a few fantasies I need to be putting on my bucket list. I'm coming to New York next month. Boo, hey.
funny because the day you come and the day I'm going downtown.
What?
You coming on the 18th, right? I'm going to be down south. I'm gonna
no!
Be down
I'm coming on the 15th.
Oh, okay, because that week I'm going to be down in Maryland for a pajama party weekend.
Wait a minute. That week or that weekend? I don't know no party that lasts no whole week.
Yeah, they got a few events going on, so we like to get there early, like from Thursday.
Well, you know what? You need to be sending me that information. How you know I don't want to come to a pajama party?
Yeah, the event is called Black Tigers. It's in Maryland. There's a biker club out there. They do it every year. It'd be nice. It'd be cool.
Oh, my God. That's like the really, really big thing, though, because somebody else told me about that like a year or something ago, because they was like, oh, you should come. You will really have a good time, and you could, like, promote yourself and network. And I was like, is it going to be a lot of fucking there? And they was like, yeah. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a big event. It happens every year. It's nice. It's crazy.
Who's staying in your room? Who's staying in your room?
Me and one of my members, that's all.
Is Hertz coming?
I don't know if Hertz would be down there. I don't know. Maybe. He'd probably go.
I'm about to hit Hertz up and ask him if he's going. It's called Black Tiger? That would be a nice reunion. That would be a very nice reunion.
It's crazy.
Now, what do you think about trifling-ass married men? Have you ever been married?
Yes.
Did you cheat while you was married?
Yes.
And why did you cheat?
Because she was in the Army and we was only married because she was in the Army and I just wanted to help her get benefits. So technically she wasn't my wife.
Oh,
so
it was a money thing.
It was a business. No, only on her behalf because she had a baby and we was dating and, you know, her baby father was a deadbeat and, you know, she had to keep up with her house and stuff. You know, when they get married, they get more
money. They get that BHQ and VHA. Yeah, I was married to a bum-ass Marine. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, so I looked out for her, but we got annulment in a year because she was crazy. You know, she really thought we was married, and it was just an arrangement. You don't call a nigga checking up on him and this and that. You know, what the fuck you doing? Like, shorty, no. When I say I do, it was temporary.
So you've only been married once?
Yeah, that's it.
So that really don't even count, because that was a business arrangement.
Yeah, but we were still married. She still carried on my last name, you know? But the cheating part, like I said, it's both ways, because at the end of the day, some women give their man 100%. Some niggas just love women, so it's hard to be, and some women just love men, so it's hard to be faithful. So I think to get married, some men marry y'all for beneficial rights, for, you know, insurance purposes. You got to really know what you're getting into before you say I do. That's the bottom line. Even in a relationship, like we said before, if you want to be committed, you really got to know that this is who you want to be with, because it's so much temptation out there that it's crazy, and women go through it all day, and men go through it all day, and it's just like a dog-eat-dog world, so, you know? And I don't think anybody's faithful out there. I don't trust a girl as far as I see her. I'm going to keep it real.
What? Hold on. Because I take offense to that. I'm one of those females that can be faithful.
Yeah, you can be faithful, but are you faithful? That's the thing. You can be anybody. I can be a reverend. All I got to do is go to school. You understand? But am I going to be a reverend? No. So that's the thing. You can be. Everybody can be. I can be a millionaire. I just need to either go make a million or hit the lotto. So that can be don't mean shit to me. Because temptation.
Well, you know what? I'll keep it hot. You know, I always keep it honest. I can't tell a lie. I am faithful to my situation, and I'm really shocked because me, as like, you know, I don't even find too many motherfuckers I want to fuck around with anyway, but I will go out and have fun and, you know, go out to drink and eat, because, you know, a bitch ain't going to turn down no food, especially if it's some good food and they got some good drinks and stuff like that, but I can honestly say that I have not interacted with anyone other than my situation. And myself.
That's cheating potential, because if you feel like you got a situation and you don't want to go out and have a good time with another man, that's temptation, because, you know, good food, good drinks lead to good sex. You understand?
But see, no, I'm content. I don't go out. I don't like really. If me and you cool, and you call me on the phone, and you start talking about what we used to do or what you want to do, I end that conversation quick, because I don't want to give you no type of false hope that you're going to smash Chica.
But, yes. Wait till Layla go to sleep, and I'll watch her. Okay, then I'll be in there in a minute. Hello?
Yeah. Because, I mean, I just think for me, I just always be like, I got one of them sides where shit. What's that? I mean, I've always been a free spirit, so I haven't really been interested in being, like, interested in anyone to the point where I didn't want to be bothered or interact with other men or something like that. So it's kind of cute, because all the people that know me is just like, word? Damn, I am so proud of you. Like, for real, they be like, you are doing good. Like, I spoke to somebody that I used to fuck with for 3 years, and he had called me last night. And I was like, I called him today, knowing good now what he wanted. I'm like, you called me? He was like, yeah, I was calling to see if he wanted to come out and play pool. Nigga, no good and damn well I can't play pool, because you know my situation with my arm, bro. How the fuck I look like trying to skin that bitch to play pool, and I can't even reach all the way for the stars? No. And I was like, honestly, I'm good where I'm at right now. I don't fuck around. And he was like, are you serious? He's like, I'm like, yeah, I don't fuck around. I don't need to. I'm content. And he was like really shocked, because he's been there when I've been in situations or was dating somebody and dipped off and fucked him. You know what I'm saying? He was like really shocked, like, damn. I, you know. So, yeah.
Well,
you know.
Well,
sometimes the right situation can really be the right situation.
Yeah, it can, and you know, like I said, as long as it lasts, it's cool. But somewhere down, your situation is still first, so you're still going through that, you know, getting to know stage. Once you get past that get to know stage, you know, you'll see if it's worth staying around, sticking around, you know.
I said, well, you act like you know me. So you trying to say what? Once my thrill is gone, a bitch is gone. Is that what you're saying?
Of course.
Now, no. I am shocked at you. You're supposed to be like, now, Chop, Cam, you know what? I'm so proud of you, girl. You can do it.
Because it's still fresh. I ain't proud of nothing. You just in the hype stage right now. You understand?
You made me sick. You made me so fucking sick. So what you saying, come the first of the year, that the freshness is going to be wore off, and I'm going to be, like, going ahead and making my exit?
I don't say necessarily. I hope, I wish that it is, you know, what you want it to be. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody wants that love in their life. But, like I said, it's still fresh.
You're so sweet and sexy when you be saying certain things. You be making me forget that when I come to New York, I still want to punch you in your fucking eye. Oh, my God.
I hear that hot shit. It's cute, though. I'm a hard person to punch in the eye, though. I'm a different breed of man.
Mo, I've seen you. You are a different breed of man. Oh, Lord. Yes, you are.
I'm thinking it's going to be that easy to just punch me in my face.
No, because we haven't seen each other. So, you know, I feel like a hug is appropriate for as long as we've been friends. And, you know, we done been through some things together. We done had lengthy conversations and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like a hug is an honor. So, you know, once I get my hug, I'm going to be quick with the left.
That's cool. I'm southpaw, though, you know?
You don't discriminate, do you?
I'm southpaw. You understand? I don't think you're going to be quick with less.
Why not?
I just told you I'm southpaw. I'm good with my left and my right. I can box, so. And I stay on point. I don't trust the dog. You understand? The dog look at me too. I'm watching them.
You dumb. I ain't fucking with you. You dumb. You dumb. You dumb. Did you see my blast on BBM yesterday?
Yeah, I saw it.
You know that nigga felt some type of way, right?
I would have too.
For my...
You got a lot of BBM friends. Your BBM is the bomb, huh? You got a lot of BBM friends. Your BBM is crazy. But back to the conversation about the cheating. Like I said, is this...
That's what it came from. That's how the topic came up, because it's like that's an example of a trifling-ass man, because you kicked it with someone me and you know. You feel me? And it's like the backlash was crazy, because I feel like if you are going to cheat, you know what I'm saying, do what you do. Don't let all that extra shit come back to the person that you're fucking with. No one should be calling a motherfucker's phone. No one should be hitting somebody up on Twitter. And it's not even your fucking wife. You feel me?
Yeah, but that's his fault. Because and that's the woman that's calling for, too. Because if me and you together and you cheated, I'm not going to take it out on the nigga unless the nigga disrespects me. Yes, baby.
Unless it was somebody you knew, right?
Hold on.
So
take the TV. Take the TV remote. Put it on HDMI. Nah, that's the TV. That's the DVD remote. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry. It's daddy daughter time, so they demand my attention.
I know that's right. But, I mean, it's like, so you're saying that you're going to take it out. Okay, now what if it was somebody, like it was one of your boys or somebody you knew was cool and he was fucking your wife?
That's a different story than he violated. A man that I don't know, you understand, is nowhere in the world he could violate me unless he come out of his face to me at the time. Like we were saying before, if I was fucking your girl and you came in my and you came in her house, I'm going to walk right past you and tell you to have a good day, because you have to take that out on your girl. You understand? Don't take that on me. You talk to her. Now, if you say something wrong to me, then you're offending me, then you're approaching me, then you pose a threat. But if you just come in and you curse her out, I'm going to walk right out the door. At the end of the day, she wrong, not me. And if you don't have nothing to say to me, it's all peace. But niggas do the wrong thing. Yo, dude, don't come at me, because I'm a different breed. I'm going to hurt you. Now, it's fucked up, because I'm going to hurt you and I just fucked your girl. Like, you just lost twice. You feel me? Handle that with your girl. Don't bother with me. Let me go about my business. My girl cheat. I'm not going to fuck the man up. I'm going to ask him to go about his business, because it wasn't him. It's her. She have loyalty to me. Now, my man, knowing that was my wife, then that's a violation. That's posing a threat to me, because now, number one, you're not loyal to me as my man. And number two, put it on HDMI. Hello? Number two.
Yeah.
You violated our friendship and our trust. You understand? So now you're becoming my enemy. We can no longer be friends no more. They always say bros before hoes, but it's loyalty over everything. If you my man, don't touch nothing of mine that don't belong to you, and vice versa, I wouldn't do it to you. You understand? I don't give a fuck if the bitch is a hoe or a slut or a smut. If I'm feeling her and I'm dealing with her, you stay away, because that's your loyalty you got towards me. So I wouldn't even call that nigga my man no more. Now me and him got a problem. The other situation I said I would have walked away, no, I would have broke his face. She would have hurt it, because I'm not going to hit her. I'm going to make the bitch feel real low, and I'm going to go about my business.
But see, this is the thing that be tripping me out, and what you're saying is making sense. But I've just never understood why. But then again, hold up, because I was in a situation and my ex-husband cheated. But he cheated when we was going together and I was pregnant, right? Then he cheated with the bitch again after we got married, and the bitch knew about me. You feel me?
Okay.
So then he got his. And then one day, it's just crazy, because, you know, the world is big, but the world is small, right? So one day we was going shopping, and I thought of it because we lived in Jacksonville, North Carolina. That is a small-ass military town. You feel me? So me, my husband at the time, and my daughter, because she wasn't even a year yet, we was going shopping. I saw that hoe. I hurried up and pulled in the parking spot, put the car in park. Normally, I get my daughter out the car seat, but that particular day, I got out. I wasn't thinking about her, and my husband got out and got the baby. Then when he seen the direction that I was going in, he hurried up and caught me, and he did the only thing he knew that he could do was put my daughter in my arms, because he knew I wasn't going to drop my daughter.
But, you know, the sad thing about that situation, all right, he cheated on you with her, right, while you was pregnant?
Yeah.
And you remained with him. So that chick ain't doing nothing to you. She's doing what your husband is doing to her.
I feel you on that. I feel you on that. But my thing is, it's like, once you know about me and you still keep fucking with him, he don't get his, but, bitch, you already know about me. It ain't no root splitting up. It ain't no good. I'm the fuck.
She don't owe you nothing.
She don't owe me. I'm not saying she owe me anything that bitch knew about me.
Knew about you. Even if she found out about you, if that man keeps continuing to mess with her, that's his problem. And that's how she looked at it. She don't know. You were like, I don't give a fuck about that bitch. This nigga's giving me everything. He's doing this. He's doing that. He's not giving me a headache because he's going home to his bitch. So that woman don't owe you. She don't even owe you a conversation. You understand what I'm saying? She don't owe you shit. And that's the same situation with Manette and Stephon Wife. Manette don't owe Stephon Wife shit. She don't know her. Don't anything. You understand? Your husband, you have to deal with, because your husband keep pursuing me. That's where the problem starts at, and it should end there. If you got your home in check, it wouldn't have been a Manette. You understand what I'm saying? But since you don't got home locked down, you understand? It, other people tend to exist, and we all go through that. Once a woman ain't come,
then you have the men that the home is locked down, home is perfect, but they just love strange and they just love women.
No, you can't say the home is perfect, because if the home is perfect, he'll always be at home. Talking about
no,
that home.
The man can still be at home. The man still is at home.
Let me tell
he
you,
loves
man,
strange.
Let me tell you something. Y'all be fooled. Y'all be blinded because you knew the man was a hoe when you met him. Just like they said, he can't change a hoe into a housewife. You can't change a nigga ways at all. If you met a nigga, you know he was a player. He had all the girls, and it's y'all biggest mistake. And we said that before. Y'all go for all the pretty niggas, gym boys, ways, you know these niggas get a lot of girls. What make you think that you could come in this man's life and change his whole fucking life? No, that man is going to be that man. He got to change if he want to change. You understand? Now, you could be that bottom bitch, and that's in the pimp world. That's the top woman. You could be the bottom bitch, you understand, to hold the fort down, but you already know he got his other hoes out there working for him. You understand? So either you got to earn up to your position, or you got to walk away, and that's the bottom line. And that's where y'all get fooled at. Oh, yeah, that nigga was a player, but, yeah, you know, I smashed him down, girl, and, you know, and a year later, you crying. You know he was fucking his bitch from the gym. No, nigga, you knew he was a hoe when you met him, because when you was attracted to the hoe, he had hoe potential. He was moving like a hoe. He was hollering at everything that walked by. But you were so blinded by his beauty, you understand, that you just got caught up. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what I said on Facebook.
I understand exactly what you're saying, but there are still, because remember, I'm not referring to me. Because my husband was just a hoe. He was one of those, I was a good girl, I got pregnant, his command talked to him, and some things made sense, but he didn't want anyone else to snatch me up while he was still trying to figure out what the fuck it is he wanted to do. So he went ahead and did what he felt was the honorable thing because I was pregnant. But then it's like you have some people out there, because, you know, I have a lot of homeboys, and they have good wives. The wives do everything that they're supposed to. You know what I'm saying? And I just be like, why the fuck y'all cheat? And they be like, man, I can't even front. I be loving strange pussy too much. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, but that's like, man. Same shit. You knew the nigga was a hoe when you met him. You can't
but,
change
but if you didn't know, what if that man never showed you that side though?
Well, listen, within marriage, don't marry a nigga in 2 months. Don't marry a nigga in a year. Don't marry a nigga
in
2 months.
Okay, but what if you was with this person for like 5, 6, 7 years and you didn't know?
And in 5, 6, 7 years, that means he was a straight G. He knew how to play the game.
He just ain't going to cheat on you
out the blue. He started out cheating on you. You just ain't never catch him because he played his game good.
So he a G.
He's a straight G. He knew what he was doing.
What if it's a woman? Let's reverse it. What if it's a woman that did that and a man didn't know? What is she? Is she still a straight G?
Let me break that something down to you.
Women
are the illest players in the world. You understand? They go suck a dick and come off and lay up and kiss their husband. And they husband will be fucking fascinated to see his fight. Women are the illest players in the world. They have 5 fucking husbands and you will never know nothing. Because a man, they all you want is that pussy. You say you fuck him right, he don't damn what you do. A man is not checking your phone. A man is not doing this. A man is, you know, some jealous niggas do it, but a woman still. Women are the illest creatures on this earth. That's why when fucking Eve bit the apple and y'all started bleeding, God was torturing y'all for the simple fact that y'all so ill with it. You feel what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted. Women are not angels, and even the good woman got bad tensions. You understand what I'm saying? And not only bad tensions, they got sneaky tensions. They ain't a nigga at work, it's a nigga that walked by, it's the bus driver, it's this, that. I'm keeping it real. And they the greatest liars in the world. You understand?
What?
They're the greatest liars. Women are the
what?
Liars in the world.
I am offended by that.
You send it until your heart is content because y'all lie so fucking well, you understand, that is so convincing. It's crazy. If you ain't a nigga that see right through that shit, you be mesmerized. You be lost. And I tell you, just to go, oh, I'm going shopping with the girls, oh, now this day party shit started. Oh, I'm going to a day party with my own girl. You ain't at no day party. You at a day orgy. You understand? Then you're going back home. Your man that night arguing with him over you bad over you got a guilty conscience. I'm telling you, women are the killers. Got the illest creatures in the world.
You tell me the illest creatures, we the best liars.
Y'all are the illest creatures that God ever created, yo. Y'all control the world. Y'all the reason a nigga's in the gym. Y'all the reason a nigga out there hustling. Y'all the reason a nigga's driving nice cars. Y'all are the reason for every sin on this earth.
What?
Hold up.
Did you just say that women are what? What are you going to say?
Women are the root to all evil. You understand?
Oh,
and
hell,
I love women
no.
to
Hold on. That's some bullshit. I cannot agree with that.
Hold on. Let me tell you something. 90% of your drug dealers out there, you heard me? Are the ballers, are doing it to impress y'all. 90% of the jewelry wearers and the different car buyers are doing it to impress y'all. They're not doing it to impress niggas. They're doing it to impress women. You understand? 90% of the hustlers out there getting that money, wanting to be a baller, living that lifestyle, wanting to make it rain, is because of the women. They want the women. Because without that, especially some towns, like you go to Atlanta, it's crazy. Every woman in Atlanta is looking for a baller. They ain't got to pop the piston, but they man got to have a Benz and a Bentley and this, that. Since you ain't got a fucking toenail, and you talking about what a man need, like, you serious?
You know what? I'm gotta poll that question on fucking BBM, because you just fucked me up with that one. Because you know what? It's going to be some retarded ass men that's going to agree with you.
Yeah, and it ain't retarded, man. It's real niggas. Real niggas will see it. Because niggas already know what it is. It's reality. Half of the men out here do what they do to impress women. You understand what I'm saying? Half of the niggas out here get what they get to impress women. A lot of these niggas, a lot of fools out there. You see it when you see the ugliest nigga in the world with the baddest chick. But they go get in a car. He ain't even got a key. He pressed the car fucking button on the side and talked to his car and it start. And you be like, oh, okay, that's why he got it. That nigga got dates. You understand? Then you look at some of these women like, yo, what the fuck she doing with him? But you see what they driving, what they got, their bank account. The men is doing it for the women. Why you think fat niggas is getting all the love right now? Fat niggas is balling. Some niggas ain't got to get their gym. They balling. They running around with pockets full of money, houses and cars, and sitting there looking like Rick Ross, dead ass.
I mean, okay, so you saying Big Tone balling?
Who?
Big Tone.
Big Tone playing with balls. I don't know. No, I ain't gonna diss one. I ain't gonna diss homeboy. But
no,
that's
but you like, you know, you were saying that, you know, women and everything like that. It's like,
women are they're very, very sneaky. You think a snake is?
Okay, I agree. I agree that women are sneaky.
A woman can walk in a restaurant with her husband and look me dead in the face knowing she just fucked the shit out of me last night and just give a smirk and keep it pushing. See, men don't know how to keep it. Men don't know how to keep their composure.
You're giving away secrets now. You're giving away secrets. Don't be throwing that out like that.
Listen, I've been that nigga. I've been the fucking janitor. I've been that nigga walked in and a chick introduced me. And, you know, oh, this is my friend. I'm like, wow. Damn, she had the nerve to introduce my husband. I'm like, what up, Duke? And keep it pushing. I don't want to talk to you long because I don't want to know you because I was fucking your wife. And I probably was fucking at the time you was with her. So women are so ill with it. Oh, yeah, this is my friend Todd. Oh, you know, the husband's sitting there like a Duke boy. And look, I don't want to meet none of your homeboys. I don't want to know none of them niggas because one day I might have to kill one of them niggas. So that's the bottom line. Keep your friends be your friends and my friends will be my friends. That's it. You know? That's it. Long as you don't disrespect me and my faith, I can't control what a woman do when I'm not around. I don't know what a woman do when I'm not around. And I'm not going to stress myself out trying to figure out what she's doing. And I grew up nothing but all my uncles was in jail, selling drugs, street niggas. All my aunts are street pimps. And my grandmother had 17 kids.
Damn.
10 of them was girls, 7 was guys. And I grew up with the women, and I learned. The way I grew up with women, you would have thought, a lot of niggas grow up with women and faggots. They made me the strongest G I could ever be. My aunt's saying no joke, and I love them to death. Them women right there, they ain't no joke. And they be having these niggas strung the fuck out. And I sat back and I watched and I learned and I learned and I learned. So if you doing you, you ain't hurt me. It's cool. All right. You understand? And I can't say because the illest shit is, naturally, a man do triple as time as the bullshit than a woman. But a woman do it with more class and more cleaner. You know what I mean? Men will be stupid, go fuck some nasty, slutty bitches and that. But a woman will go find a nigga that's either equal to her man or better than her man and keep that nigga on the side. You feel what I'm saying? When a man be cheating with some little smut bucket,
yeah, he's cheating down. A woman
gonna
cheat up, and a man
gonna
cheat down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A woman cheat up, and a man cheat down, and that shit don't make no sense. Niggas, if you listening, man, don't cheat down. Cheat equal or cheat up. Do what they do. That way,
man, you don't got no face. Them niggas don't got no face. niggas don't be caring because pussy ain't got no face. So it
I'm sorry to me. Pussy got a face. I'm sorry.
I mean, to some niggas it don't. I'm just saying. Yeah. They look at that shit. Then all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, they dig it hard because, you know, they be like, ooh, that pussy look good. They try not to look up. They try not to look up, you know what I'm saying? And be like, ooh,
nah.
You know what I'm saying? I, you know, yes, Chuck Mommy has fucked a few people that was very, ooh, God, Lord. Like, if I was to see them now, I swear that I don't even know what you're talking about. You never did nothing. It was some straight regret fucks. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, right. I could never, ever let that get out because if the pictures came out, motherfuckers like you, Rikers, I mean, everybody would just be like, word? Especially Scotty Mack. I could, no. Them are some motherfucking secret fucks that will stay secrets for the rest of my life. Like, I made sure them is like skeletons in a closet that have been locked away, buried, and I put them under the sea. Like, they're never going to come out.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Women are very sweet. Very. Very. They have their husband. Yeah, my wife is so loyal. Yo, my wife would never do this. Niggas out there don't ever say what your wife would never do. Because 9 out of 10, the most goodest girls out there are the worst. They like church girls. No disrespect to church women. But if you know, like I know, they catch more than the Holy Ghost in church.
Oh, definitely. The worst ones. A lot of them church, boy, let a nigga say he got a church wife. Man, please.
Yeah, but that's just what the life is. Like, we can't change it. You got some people that have been together and is loyal together and hold each other down. And, you know, but that's only, what, 10% of the world out of 90%? The other 90% is trifling. It just it makes the world revolve. It happens. It keeps it exciting.
Well, I mean, all I know is, you know, I'm a, you know, I have done dirt in my life, right? You know, some dirt I'm not proud of or whatever. But at the end of the day, I still own it. You know what I'm saying? I did it. I take ownership, right or wrong. I own it.
And
you know, there were some times I messed with some people that had rings on their finger, and I didn't give a fuck because my thing is, and I ain't gonna say was, you know what I'm saying? If you giving me the time of day and you trying to smash, something ain't right wherever the fuck you at. You know what I'm saying? It's not my job to figure it out. It ain't my job to fix it. If I'm horny at the time, it's your job to bust this up real quick and get the fuck on.
That's what homegirl did with your husband. So you got to understand her point of view. So you just answered her motherfucking question. She was saying the same thing about you. Something you ain't do. You know,
I agree, but at the time, I was very young. My thing is, okay, at the age I am right now, 44, because that was like 23 years ago. You feel me? When you're young and you're married, you don't think as a rational adult. You know what I'm saying? You're still hot-headed, and you still on some rah-rah shit. But let's just say, for instance, I'm married right now, right? And my husband decides that he wants to cheat. First of all, nigga, I know that I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to because if I said I do to you, I had to make sure everything was covered, meaning I don't have no cheating ways no more. I don't got no flirting ways. I don't got no backups. I'm ready to do the right thing because I took those vows faithfully. You know what I'm saying? So if I marry you, and then your ass decide that you want to act the fuck up and you want to cheat, I can't even be mad at the chick. Because No. Like I said, I'm older. I've been through a lot. I was married for 6.5 years and went through a lot to that. That's why I haven't got married again. That's why I said if I do decide to get married, I have worked out all the kinks and the bugs. This is a revamp, Pam, you feel me? Versus when I was 21. I know a lot of shit now that I didn't know then. So my thing is, you can't really get mad at the other person. Let my husband cheat on me and see what the fuck happened to him.
Yeah, I said, no, I wasn't talking to you when I said that the Cowboys just made a touchdown. That was it. Yeah, but it's just in human nature. Like I said, I stick by it. Women are the roots of evil. They said money is. But money, you got to get money to keep the women, especially majority of the women. So how the hell, how something you need to keep somebody is the root of evil? No. You got to get the money to keep the women. That's the root to all evil. And that's a lot of these men out here. Some of us are fortunate that we don't have to go through that, and I include myself. But a lot of niggas is unfortunate.
But, I mean, when you break it down like that, you do have a point. Because even, like, you're right, a lot of men do shit to impress women. And, you know, from being on the corners, you know, hustling, you know what I'm saying, making sure they whip this fly, making sure the woman see that when they go out, making sure they pull out the wad of money, the fucking black card or the platinum card, and they iced out and everything like that. And then they wonder why a motherfucker isn't talking to them for them, but for everything that they bring to the table. And I just shake my head like, really?
Hey, you know that's y'all for, you heard me?
What do you mean, y'all thought? I'm not talking about a man and his riches.
No,
guess what? If that nigga rich today, he'll be broke tomorrow. Huh?
You know, I mean, listen, you got, like I said, they got websites on chicks looking for ballers, finding out where the ballers at that night. You understand what I'm saying? Women did that. Women said, that's why I said niggas is funny, because how a chick going to set a standard for you when she ain't worth a pot to piss in? Oh, my nigga gotta have this, my nigga gotta have that. Me, my chick gotta have an education. She gotta have a job. She gotta be about something. You understand what I'm saying? That she has to be, regardless of what. And I'm not gonna be the only one working, busting my ass, taking care of life when you sitting at home with a fucking EBT card because you got a fat ass and a pretty face. Go to hell. Get off your lazy ass. Go get a job. And women know. Now, a lot of women are out there doing their thing. But it's crazy because those are the women that get cheated on. Because at them, it reversed. Them women don't get the educated men. They go run look for the pretty boys. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. A nigga got to be. I wrote it on Facebook the other day. I said, don't fall in love with somebody that's beautiful to the world. Fall in love with somebody that makes your world beautiful while they're in it. You understand? Women are so used to, and men too, we're so used to these girls that you walk around with, they're so pretty to everybody else. But when it comes to taking care of you, you're miserable. You know what I mean? But you're sticking with it because you know when y'all walk in the street, everybody, oh, damn, your girl is gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad bitch. She a dom. She a 10. And he want to keep that attention and everything.
Right. You understand? You trophy. When you go home, you put the bitch on the shelf because that's all she works. She don't trust you. She's a trophy wife. She don't cook. She don't clean. She don't walk. She don't do nothing. But be pretty. Get up, get dressed, put on her bags and Gucci and this and that, and go out there and be pretty to the world. But then when you're home, your life is miserable. You feel me?
Hell yeah.
You can't fuck her crazy because of that. I just did my hair and this and that. A nigga want to pull your hair. A nigga want to run his head through the
motherfucker. Oh, my God. Like, but see.
Like,
yeah, man. That's annoying. But it's also annoying for us. For y'all to fuck up our hair knowing that we gotta go out and do some shit tomorrow, especially if it's a weekend. Ain't no hairdresser open on no Sunday.
That's what
like,
you got lace fronts for. If you wanna look nice the next day, I'll be fucking man. Go buy a nice lace front weave, put the shit on your head, a wig, and look as good as good. It's the same shit as a weave.
You
that
know, I'm not playing with you.
Hold on. You take that motherfucking wig off, you put it on a wig stand, your man can rub his hand through your motherfucking real hair. That's it. These chicks want a nigga to search his head because they don't
want to fuck. We're not going
through.
There with you. We're not going there with you because you would be like the type of motherfucker that if you fucked your bitch hair up and she looking at you like, nigga, I need $60 to get my hair done, you're going to look at her like, and?
No, I spent my girl $60 to get her hair done. It ain't shit.
Okay, because you know, it's some niggas that when they fuck up your hair,
When some women, when they get their hair done, are they so passive about their hair that
sexually. You can't rub your hand through her hair. You can't touch her hair. You can't nothing. Like, come on, what the fuck? Get a fucking wig. Put it up. You know what I'm saying? Too much bullshit going on now. Y'all cosmetics. You understand? Y'all get up. It's overwhelming. Once y'all take y'all face and y'all hair and all that shit off and be normal, it's a different world. But once y'all put y'all face off,
I don't gotta worry about all that because what you see is what you get. I'm normal, so you know what I'm saying. I understand what you're saying because I had a friend. I never saw her without her makeup. She always kept her hair done and everything, but I never saw her without makeup or whatever, right? We have been friends for over a year. She spent the night at my house, and I woke up before she did, and she was going into the bathroom. I swear, I'm like, yo, who the fuck is that? Like, I didn't even recognize her. I even had to go on the phone call my husband at the time, like, oh, my God, Johan. I just seen old girl with, oh, my God. He's like, what? Like, you remember we said you never seen her without makeup? Like, yo, I was ready to punch her in the face because I didn't know who the fuck was in my house. He's like, what? I'm like, that bad. That bad. Hold on. 4480. You're live on the air.
Hi, Chuck. This is Marcy. You know I had to call in when I got your broadcast message.
Girl, he been rambling
so damn long. Hell, I forgot my point. Well, I heard his list of men want you to have pullable hair, cook, clean, get a job. What the fuck I need a man for? I mean, not to sound like I'm a chauvinist. I'm just saying, what do you, y'all, you got all these demands and we can't get no money? You have to realize that men in the Bible, men were supposed to work the land and women were supposed to bear the children. Now, I'm not saying lay on your ass and don't do shit, but y'all men, y'all got it twisted. The chivalry is gone. Y'all want a woman to do all this shit, but what are you going to do? Tell me to put my lace front on and keep it pushing? No, that's not going to work.
Let it go, Keisha Cole. I don't want to hear the story.
Well, we didn't want to hear your long-ass story either, Mo, but we had to hear it.
You heard it. You sat there and listened to it. I sure did.
I laughed all the way through and ate some hot chili. I put my boots on for all the shit that was spitting out. So I could be good for them. I had my boots on for all the bullshit. the bottom line is women want money, niggas want pussy. End of story. Now, there's different females that have different goals, and, of course, we have our own life. But for the most part, men, what do y'all want? Y'all want some ass. Stop pointing about you want a winning personality.
Hey, y'all
want a bitch who can suit. Listen here, women don't have to have dick like men have to have pussy. That's like your dick wake up before you do.
Oh, women, no, this is the problem with women not wanting dick anymore because they accepting just anything because of the money that they get lack of dick.
No, it ain't because of money, it's because men want to run games.
The money overruled. The money overruled the dick right now. So if a nigga got a little dick and a lot of money, y'all content. Y'all open. You understand?
Well, I don't know about that.
What?
I'm sorry about that.
You said if a man got a little dick and
little
a lot of
dick
money,
and a
women
lot
are
of money.
Content?
Y'all content. Y'all getting an orgasm off
nah.
of the game.
Nah.
I divorced a man with a little dick. I don't know what he's talking about.
Why you married him?
I was trying to overlook the small penis.
Oh, because of what?
It's like you want to overlook an ugly girl because you want
what?
Someone that has potential. You don't want a pretty girl. You want an ugly girl with a nice personality.
I never said
don't worry about the outward look, so you want an ugly girl. You don't care about look. You can bring home a booger bear.
You gave the impression.
You said the looks don't matter. Can I get an amen from somebody? You say looks shouldn't matter. You should worry about the person that makes you happy at home, that cooks and cleans, and shines your shoes, tap dances, pull a hair choker. You want a zuzu pet.
I never said one thing about looks don't matter. I never said that.
You gave the impression.
If you met an ugly chick and she could do everything that you wanted her to do, you wouldn't fuck with her.
I don't think we'd get that far for the simple fact.
Look, you said a little bit.
I understand you want to come stir up my conversation, but it's cute.
not working.
Wait a minute. I need you not to ride your own dick, please. Don't even try it. This conversation, you the host now?
Why would y'all get far? Because you just said, that you know people get caught up in the looks and wanting a trophy, and a motherfucker ain't good. So let's say you found a Miss Silly looking bitch, right? But the bitch could cook, clean. She took care of all your needs, and she made you happy. She was just ugly as fuck. So you wouldn't go far with her?
No.
She didn't settle that time. Yeah, all right. She good.
So, no.
He said no fans. Hell no.
I wouldn't even give her a chance because I wouldn't even converse with her because she wasn't my bitch.
Mo, looks matter. Stop. That's why I wanted you to say look matter. You have to have physical attraction.
No, I have to be attracted to a woman, but I'm saying it's more than an attraction afterwards for the simple fact that
to keep
she's
you.
Gonna be a girl. You understand? Why not be the... You know what the phrase of line is? We ain't married. Why I got to do your laundry? We ain't married. Why? Like,
I don't know about
on.
That. I guess I'm old school.
See, a lot of old school
women,
these new chicks, these new style chicks, you might got an old soul, so you probably hold your man down, which is only 10% of y'all. And like I said before, 90% out there.
Oh, you win, Mo. You done broke out. You done broke out the statistics. No, 10% of women. You win, damn. 10%. But Mo, for real though, there's a lot of men out here on the down low too. It's too much. Men is creeping.
Yeah, but don't sad to see. That's one thing about me. And they keep calling me. They keep saying I'm a hater. They keep saying I'm homophobic. I can't stand faggots. That's number one. You understand?
Can't use that word. That's not politically correct.
Listen, I'm not at work. So I can say faggot all the fuck I want.
Faggot.
I can't stand faggot.
Make a song out of it.
Yo, listen, I'm keeping 100. And to me, you know, Rob and Rob don't make sense to me. You understand what I'm saying? Adam and Steve don't make sense to me at all. Like, you know what I mean? It don't make sense. I can see a woman in a woman because I know what I love with a woman. You know, I can agree with you. It's not there, but it's clear to me. Because
he's a faggot.
Hold on.
He's a bull dagger.
Nigga bitches. See, that's what I'm talking about.
That's an old word.
I don't know that.
Nigga bitches.
Sound like nigga bitches. I think a bitch running around like a man. You understand? Like the man say, they told you to act like a man, not look like them. That's the bottom line. You know what I'm saying? I can't stand them bitches that want to be them nigga bitches. I don't like that. So a faggot and a nigga bitch.
They roll up on you like, what's up, B? Why you looking at my girl? They be cussing hard, boy. You can't get close at all.
Yeah, like, and they the most jealousest shit in the world, yo. Them nigga bitches, you can't.
They got money, though. And I'm not saying that I do it because I have a man. But that's what females tell me. The bitches got the money. The niggas ain't got a job like they used to back in the day where they could take care of a whole household and have a side bitch, too. So now the bitch is making money.
Yeah, but
nigga, and
he's
doing a hiring.
I said it. Is look, they gone for the money. Everything I said, y'all just coming out saying it. They're going for the money. So now y'all take money over there.
Uh oh, Mogan got started again, Chuck.
Money.
I'm a background singer. Money.
You understand?
We can make a remix with Mo on the track.
A lot of women are just legitimate prostitutes, that's all. Then you gotta, your husband got to pay you the
fuck. Oh, God, no, hold up. Hold the fuck up.
Sorry.
No. Did you just say a lot of women are legitimate prostitutes?
That's all it is. What's a prostitute? Wait, hold on. What's a prostitute? Break down a prostitute. When did they say yes to make a wife? When did they say anywhere in the Bible, anywhere that you have to pay for your wife for anything?
He said that with emphasis. He don't like that.
Okay, now you read Pimp 101. A bitch
can pay
for every little thing she do. She touch a dick, get paid. She suck a dick, get paid. She look at a dick, you better get paid, bitch. Bottom line.
But who took her money? The other man. Y'all the root of all evil because you took the man that you pimped the woman for. And you pimp both people.
Listen, a pimp can't be a pimp without the hoe. So don't get it twisted.
Exactly. So he wants the money. Y'all money hungry.
Oh, sick twisted, and she has to give him the money. If you guys, listen, I tell you to go sell your ass and bring me the money, you just gonna do it?
It's the root of all evil. Y'all mean evil.
No, hold on.
I'm not gonna give you shit.
It don't work like that. They try to play you out. They probably tell females. My dad was a pimp. They tell females, we're gonna get this money together. That's how they start off slow.
The American dream. You understand? And you're gonna fall for it.
Pimping is the American dream.
Shit. That's the pimp.
My dad was a pimp. How can I be a pimp?
Mo, did you just say pimping is the American dream?
No, pimping shall they hold the American dream.
it sounds like you can fall for it.
You understand? So, if it wasn't for the woman, a pimp wouldn't be shit. A nigga wouldn't be shit without a hoe. How you pimping with no hoe? So, you need the women. Women make the pimping work. That's why that bottom bitch is so
strong.
Why you pimping? Why you making your own money? You understand? He ain't out there selling his dick to get no money, right?
Yeah, men selling dick now.
No, I'm just saying. How many pimps out there you know that got a bunch of niggas selling their dick?
They can't brainwash each other. They got to go for a woman.
All right, then. That's what I'm saying.
A woman can pimp a man, though. A man can be pimped without.
A nigga that's selling his dick is a subcontractor.
Let's get this money, Mo. Let's get this money. Hey, Mo, let's get this money right quick. You got to have the American dream.
There it goes. I mean, that's what they sell. And these women is, okay, daddy.
Call me. That's a kind of a turn-on, saying daddy, but, you know. But getting back to the nature at hand, men can be pimped, too, just a different way.
No, y'all pimp niggas all day. That's what I said. Women are the root story. Y'all pimp
but y'all
niggas.
Wait a minute. How y'all ain't evil for pimping a woman, but we evil for pimping y'all? Yeah, double standard, Mo.
No. A man can't pimp a woman. A woman allows a man to pimp her. He can't force you to do
shit. A man get allowed to be pimped. I tell you buy those Christian Dior shoes. Yeah, I didn't say buy Michael Kors. You volunteered because you wanted some wet and piss. That's why y'all spend money.
You caught up with the money. That's what I'm saying. That's what turns
you. Why you offering it? Why you flashing it?
It got turned out over a piece of paper.
It's really some gold back in that paper, though, you know.
But you got turned out over a piece of gold. You got turned out over an earth element.
Black diamonds, yellow diamonds, white diamonds, pearl.
Yeah, you got turned out from something that came from the earth. So I'm
going
to
get on
that. You might as well suck my dick for a rock that I dug up.
Okay, but what about the women that ain't selling out? They just holding on. They not falling for the money, the materialistic shit. They still saying, yeah, they staying true to themselves.
Can I tell you what the women right there? They all lonely as a motherfucker.
I ain't lonely.
You're a fucking lie. You're a motherfucking lie. I ain't lonely.
Mo just negated his whole statement. He negated his whole statement just now without trying.
I don't need a man for his motherfucking money. I got my own money. Whatever the fuck I need, I get whatever the fuck I want. I'm just fucking with you with that.
That's a real woman right there. And like I said, I respect that woman right there.
Now, don't be cheap, though. Damn.
But then,
the funny thing is,
we said that last week, Chocolate, the last time we spoke. All of the women that's independent, strong like that, they become babysitters. They go get a nigga that they got to take care of.
Oh, hell no.
Sugar mama.
Okay. If you don't get Mo off this fucking line, girl, I swear, I'm going to blow him up. You hear that bullshit? He is all about strong, independent women become babysitters. We gonna find a nigga we gotta take care of. Really?
Are we lonely?
Yeah, I become babysitters. Yeah. Come on. How many of your successful homegirls, right? And we spoke about this before. They go look for the park. They go to the park and look for the bartenders, you know, the niggas in the park will work out all day, like, have no time to work, but they can work out all day.
I don't know.
No, seriously, you know, like I said, can they complain that the nigga don't do shit? But the
nigga
needs
no fat, friendly man that got a lot of money.
Pay, the nigga need this or that, they gonna take care of that. So that's their fault. They want their man to be pretty, they gonna pay for him to look good. Baby gang, go back to the park, I'm going to work.
No, not all independent women
like that.
Want a fucking Ray Ray. No, we don't. You know what I'm saying? if we got a fucking babysitter nigga, we might as well keep fucking the books, keep fucking the soft cock, keep fucking the butterfly, because in that way, it's low maintenance. I'll be damned if I am going to go find a man that I got to motherfucking take care of.
To me, toys is cool. Like, I love to sit and watch a woman play with toys. But, you know, I don't got a problem with the butterfly and the rabbit and the, you know, I don't got a problem with none of that.
Hold on, boy, all the equipment. He got the whole arsenal over there.
You know, I don't have a problem.
Can I get a toy? Can I get a toy out your closet?
Ashley got a whole collection you can buy from for a low, low price.
I don't have nothing in my closet, but my aunt, she do passion parties, and I be the bodyguard there a lot. And, a lot of shit that
bodyguard, what body you guard? It's all women.
Yeah, of course.
So what body you guarding exactly? Now, a little suspect.
They be thinking I'm one of the dancers, but my aunt be like, no, that's my nephew.
He might be a dancer in the background or something, demonstrating toys and stuff. You like to watch him play with it.
Nah.
And you the bodyguard.
What's wrong with that?
Body.
You having fun while you working. What's wrong with that?
I don't know what party.
I'm not playing with you. Ashton Moe said that women are the root of all evil. He said that women is the motivating force. Yeah, he said that women are the motivating force. Why niggas be Mom, go ahead and repeat what the hell you said, because can't nobody say that fucked up shit like you do.
What, because it's reality. Women are the root of all evil. They said money was the root of all evil, but no, man, the man got to make the money. And assets, whatever her name, I'm sorry, I messed up your name. She just said it herself. Why not pay for a bitch? He got to make the money to keep the woman happy. He got to. So the money, how can something you make to make somebody else happy be the root of all evil? The evil is the one you making happy, because if you don't make that money, you're not happy. She's not going to stay with you. And that's to 90% of the men out there. And I said, I'm the other 10% that fortunately I never have to do.
The statistics keep coming out, don't they?
Mo always want to say shit about men, and then he always want to make a small percentage and throw himself over there in that percentage.
Hey, listen, you got to. If you ain't got no faith in yourself, who going to have faith in you? I learned that as a child from my grandmother.
That's all. Keep up alive.
You love yourself before anybody love you, always. And I love the hell out of myself.
So grandma taught you something good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we already done touched on the cheating, and then Mr. Main on BBM was like, women should, oh my fuck, he said women should, basically he was saying that women are, what the hell, what did he say, I gotta find it, because he had a good point, but I want him to call in, and he said I was gonna get him beat up. Okay, here it is. He said that, I wish some women would take responsibility for being the cause of why they man cheat.
Well, I mean, we said that earlier.
No, see, Ashton wasn't on, so she didn't hear that. And, you know, I just think that some men are just fucked up and just cheat any damn way, because that's what they want to do.
Right, because there is situations where it's not warranted. Niggas is just doing that just to do it.
Yeah, and then, like I said, you knew a cheater because you met a cheater. That's the bottom line. You can't change no nigga. Like, you can't change no hoe. You can't change a nigga.
Well, understandable.
A lot of women
that's,
think
that's
they're going to end his life, and they're going to change his life. You cannot change. Only one can change your life is God. And 9 out of 10, when God changed your life, that means something dramatic or drastic happened to you, because we don't even allow God to change our life like that. You understand? So that's the whole point. You met a cheater, he's going to be a cheater. You met a chick, like these niggas that be, they make their side chick into their wifey after they break up with their girlfriends. Nigga, she was cheating with you when you had a girl. What make you think she ain't going to cheat with another nigga while she with you? and vice
versa. But that situation could have been so good that she was a good, even though she met him when he was cheating or whatever, but she could be the best woman for that position, and
is,
it worked out perfectly.
You know what the best woman would have did? Nah, boo. And when you leave your relationship, then holler at me.
That's if she was told there was a relationship.
Listen,
hello.
Man, I look at her differently. Me, as a man, I be trying to get rid of my bad relationship because that shit right there popping. She wouldn't even have.
You. That's your train of thought. There's men out here who sit here and be like, you know what? She's a great thing. But I'm not fucking with that. I'm just going to keep doing me. I'm going to keep being a savage nigga that I am and not want to try to grow.
And that's who you try to, that's who you deal with. You understand?
No, that's who you avoid, because once you meet them, they're not better than you. You move the fuck on.
I'm saying that's what people are dealing with. They're not thinking. They're just doing what they got. Listen, this whole earth is still a fucked up situation. You understand? You cannot make nothing. You know, the Pope ain't even perfect. You understand what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, for the boys, there's nothing perfect on this earth. People try to be perfect, but a lot of shit, temptation is a motherfucker. That word temptation is so big that it should be on a billboard. You understand? Because it's, and that's both parties. Rather, she's interested in another nigga or she's interested in a girl. Now, as a man, you got to watch out, just like Shorty said. You got to watch out for men interested in some men who fucking faggots. Or you got to watch out for girls and maybe in another fucking woman. Now, if you're going to bring another woman
home. He said that like he was DMX, fucking faggot.
Yeah, if you're going to bring another woman home, you understand, to your man, and y'all going to share the pleasure, all right, that's cool. But don't leave your man for that fucking woman because you're more interested. That shit right there. A lot of these little nigga bitches is turning a lot of women out. The shorty said that you got the money. They're all sensitive, and they do know. That would hurt my heart that a woman left me for a woman. Like, I would feel like the lowest of the lowest in the world if a woman came to me like, yo, listen.
Your pride would be hurt if your woman left you for a nigga bitch.
My pride would be hurt if she left me for some more pussy. Like, you serious? That shit will hurt. I don't think
she got the rabbit. But she got the rabbit.
I don't think
I'll
come outside for like a whole year. Seriously. I go to work coming out. They let me. For real. Then I become one of them bald niggas because my pride would be hurt. I'd be in a park doing a million pull-ups. You understand?
Don't work out too hard. They can shrink more.
So that shit had me going to church. I'm serious. Like, listen, Lord, please, I give tithes. I'm sorry. I give you 10% of my
like the girl on her life. I ain't never coming home no more. Crazy.
Wait, you say that with such passion. If my woman left me for a little bitch, I would be hurt. He doesn't even be like, if my woman left me for a nigga bitch. But he just put so much emphasis on nigga bitch, nigga bitch, nigga bitch. And it's funny because my daughter is not here. My daughter not here because the first time she heard Mo say that, she couldn't stop laughing because I think it was one of them nights when Tone was on the show. And Mo went into one of his little nigga bitch ranches. And I'm just like, you know, because I mean, people say it, but when Mo say it, you can just tell, like, yo, he should be out at the club somewhere. Yeah, you see a nigga bitch with a bad bitch, that motherfucker be like, yo, why the fuck, man, look, I'm about to go pull this bitch from this nigga bitch. She unrated. Like, what's the fuck, right, Mo?
Nigga bitches come with a lot of attitude. They come. I dealt with one last night. I hugged
yeah,
the girl at the party. She didn't see me in a minute. Her little nigga bitch ran right up on us. I was like, nah, that's my thing, shorty. I was just laughing about that today. Shorty ran right up on us, like, yo. And I looked at her, look, I don't want your girl. That's my friend. You got her. And then I hugged the nigga bitch. I said, look. You understand?
Hey, do you think you could convert a nigga bitch back to just a straight bitch? Do you think you your dick good enough to turn a nigga bitch out, turn him back?
Well, to be honest with you, one of my members, he got a nigga bitch on his tail right now. She's pretty, but she got a short haircut, and she act like a dude. But we was at a party, and they was dancing, and I don't know what he did to her. But now every time I turn around, she want that dick. She open. Where you met at? I'm like, yo, I thought you only like bitches. She was like, nah, I like him. And I be telling him, like, yo, just fuck her. She's pretty. He felt like me. He was like, nah, she too much of a man. The bitch just like you. You know, and I be like, yo, just fuck her. Yo, she's pretty, but she got the short, wavy hair. She just act like
she's ugly, Mo.
Huh?
What if she wasn't pretty? See, Mo keep going back to the pretty girl.
No.
Yeah.
I like pretty
because
girls.
She's pretty.
I'm attracted to attractive women. That's my preference. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, she's a pretty dyke. She's a pretty nigga bitch.
Pretty
so,
bulldagger.
Nah. See, bulldagger. See, this is the difference between bulldaggers and nigga bitch. When we said, she comes up in the drug world where you used to hustle, a bulldagger was a dyke. Dope fiend. That's what we call a bull dyke. You understand? That was a dyke dope fiend. So a lot of these nigga bitches is not bull dykes. They're nick bitches. They're regular. Because if you ask any old school cat, you understand, especially the hustlers, what was a bull dyke? That was them doped up nigga bitches. You understand? Those was bull dykes. You feel me?
We need a blog about this. Nigga, bitch.
Man, look. Mo needs to write about that. Because Mo, I have a lot of different men, friends, you know, from all different facts of life or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I've never heard anybody just be so passionate about nigga bitches. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, a lot of them just be like, yo, one-on-one up in my face. I'm going to beat her ass down because she acting like a man, so she's going to get beat down like a man. But Mo is just like, oh, my gosh. I don't know what is worse, Mo standing next to a faggot.
Oh, no. You say faggot hard. You say faggot real hard, though.
This is why, and I got faggots in my family, and I don't talk to them. No, seriously, very successful. No,
everybody got faggots in their family.
I got faggots in my family, and I don't talk to them, and it's for the simple fact that when I grew up, you understand, I grew up in a righteous home, Muslim and 5%er. And at the end of the day, that was against the law. It was against the rules. It was against everything. If my father,
okay, so why didn't you stone your cousins?
Huh?
Why you ain't stoned them?
Why ain't who? I don't talk to him. I don't know that nigga.
No, you said you grew up in a righteous family, and I know back in the day, some religions, they stoned people.
My family, no, not his mother and father. My mother and father. You understand what I'm saying? So the other half of my family is Christian. My mother and father was Muslim. You understand? A couple of my uncles are 5%. But the other half is all Christian. So you got to understand, the Christian beliefs, they accept that because half of the churches are gay. You understand? I'm not dissing nobody, but you go to church, you see them. You understand? Them destruct fucking better than women, and it's sad. You understand what I'm saying? And half of the pastors are gay. So, you know, they accept that. Muslims don't accept it at all. You understand what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, my side of the family wouldn't condone that. Like, I wouldn't even speak to my cousin. Seriously. Like, he used to come around. It was two of them.
Hey, Mo.
And I was little. Like that. So the funny thing is, they don't get me. You stupid. The funny thing is, they're way older than me. So when I was little, I used to call them a fag then run because they used to try to beat you. You know what I mean? And then, you know, my aunt and I was like, why are you being disrespectful? I'm like, that means I'm fagging. You know, you understand? He act like a girl. And cried. Like, I couldn't be around them. And all of my people were like, yo, you so homophobic. Why you hate fagging? So I just like, it's just not right. It's not right. It's not right at all. And then, like,
well, you better watch it.
Faggots. Do you hate nigga bitches?
That's what I'm saying. I don't like nigga bitches. I like lesbians. Nigga bitches.
So, Mo, Come on. Huh? If a nigga bitch, y'all get square off, right, and she take her shirt off, like put a scab on a wife beater with titties showing, are you going to still hit her? Because she's like a girl at that point. Titties gap.
Wait. Hold on. Like I told Chocolate earlier, he said, think like a man, not act like a man. If you're going to approach a man like a man, you're going to get knocked the fuck out like a man.
But she got her wife beat on with no bra. You
don't give a fuck about the titties.
Wow.
Hold on, you reversed it. You see what Mr. C going through? You see what Big Tone going through? You heard me? You got six niggas out here who running around with titties.
How do you get on that radio station? Moses, fuck the titties. I'm still swinging, bitch. Nigga, bitch. Die. He gonna knock her out.
Knock her the fuck out.
Titties and all. He ain't gonna give a fuck about some nipples showing in the white beard and that. He just gonna see nigga, bitch.
Knock her the fuck out. That's
she pretty with pretty titties. But she got pretty titties too, Mo. But the titties is pretty and she's pretty. She just got short hair. And you're still gonna knock both up.
It's an attitude, it's a presence. You wanna act like a nigga, you can knock like a nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's rude, I'm just straight rude to them. I'm like, homeboy. That's the bottom line. I ain't taking shorty or nothing.
You call her son? Hey, son.
Hey, what up, son? I can't say nigga because I call all women niggas. They be like, why you call me a nigga? I be like, you my nigga. You understand what I'm saying? But I want to call you a nigga because I use that with my friends.
Well, I'm done with you. I'm done with you. Like, for real. Like, oh, my God. Ashton, help me with this one because Mo has just gone over the top. He's gone over the top.
I can't.
We gotta put him through a 12-step program. He has nigga bitch faggot syndrome. We gonna put him in a gay pride parade. Them faggots are some big dudes. They buff, cut up chest.
Right, exactly.
I stay the fuck. Wait, let me tell you a story though. Look. I was in Job Corps, right? Look, and this nigga now, the nigga own a beauty salon and he's married with kids. I think that's the only faggot I ever respected in my life. And let me tell you why I respect him. But when we was in school, he had his boyfriend, he never violated, never came on to none of the dudes. Now listen, a bunch of niggas called themselves jumping. Hear me out. A bunch of niggas at Port Authority called themselves jumping me. Now, all my gangster niggas that was out there, when they seen how many niggas came to that Port Authority, half of them punk motherfuckers ran.
I was
fighting back to back, me, my little brother, my cousin, one of my homeboys, against like 20 niggas and the faggot. With
the faggot.
You heard me? That nigga and I respect him to this day. That nigga, he beat the shit out of niggas. That nigga was like, no, y'all ain't gonna jump my brother. And that nigga took his motherfucker.
He didn't call you brother? Oh, wow. Ah, shit now.
Hey, listen, hold on. He didn't call me his boo, so he could call me his brother. That nigga helped
that
me.
That nigga shit, right?
Hey, so, that nigga whipped. Look, I had a
brother
lot
faggot.
Of
brother faggot.
My book was a faggot. And the nigga fought all the gangster niggas that was with me. And to this day, I look at him funny. All y'all niggas that was here, we gonna get out. When they seen all them Flatbush niggas standing out there with their little bandanas, these niggas got off the bus and went the other way. We started to fight. That nigga came off that motherfucker. He seen we was outnumbered. That nigga came off that bus and start whipping niggas' asses. I'm like, oh.
He was windmilling. He was doing a windmill on niggas.
He was over. That nigga was
stupid.
You better get up, Mo. You all right, Mo?
This is the funny thing about the situation, right?
I got your back.
Yo, this is the funny thing. Me and my people went to the 40-40 in the city. This is like 10 years later, right?
The faggot yeah. had his back.
This is like 10 years later. We was at the young city.
The bus ride faggot done backed you up.
That nigga was beating niggas' asses. I gotta get
got
the niggas top.
Hey Mo. The irony of it is, he had your back.
He had my back. Bottom line. Yeah, motherfucker. He guarded that ass.
I'm trying to get. He guarded that ass. Like, fuck that.
Nobody gonna get that.
He had your back and held you down.
Ow!
The joke is cool, but I got a lot of pride in myself. You understand? It's nothing that you can
say. Oh, we know. We hear it. One of those types that when you step in the bedroom with him, and once he takes them fruity colored boxes off, it's going down. It's going down. It's like, what's that say? Let's get ready to rumble. When you get in the man rumble, you can go to rumble. Yes, yes. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to get the same referees that be calling the Mayweather fight in the bedroom to break it up. Because Mo going to pound your
it's
ass.
It's a thriller in Manila with a gorilla.
Yeah. So, if y'all want to fuck Mo, y'all need to hit me up because I'm like the Don King of this shit. I'm going to go
crazy.
For it.
Mo said, Mo, you don't live to temptation now. Don't listen to him, Mo. You got a regular looking girl at home with real hair.
And she ain't one of them nigga bitches.
Real hair.
She ain't wearing no white beater.
I got to rub my hand through her hair.
So how many chicks are you fucking currently? One, two, three? I mean.
Cricket.
He got quiet as hell.
He's counting 90%. He's counting 90%.
This nigga got a million BDM followers and going to ask me some shit like that. I feel like 50 Tyson right now.
Hey, hold up now. It took me a long time to get past that. You're not throwing any stones at me. I'm living in a glass house right now. It took me many months to get past that 50 Tyson shit. Don't start.
It's like asking me did I shoot the nigga on TV. Like, come on.
I'm 50 Tyson, who I think it is. I ain't going to answer that.
Yo, Chocolate.
Yes.
Chocolate. Text Manette the number if you want to come on the show.
Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. Damn it. Oh, God. My stomach
back,
hurts.
We'll be back at the most messages.
Nah, I ain't going to do that to y'all. I ain't going to do that to myself because every time I play a song, I be tweeting who the song is by and now playing. And I sit there trying to be funny and say, I'm now playing Let Me Hold You Down. Then I'm going to get a phone call on the show.
Hey, no, I'm about to put on Pandora.
And then life is going to be over as I know it. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be over as I know it.
Mo, he got to keep on moving.
Oh, my God.
I like Mr. Main, though. He makes me laugh at the shit he says, though.
But, I mean, that was some real shit, though. Ashton,
do you
think that women are the cause why they men cheat? I mean, I would say...
That's a
50-50. Yeah. That's a 50-50. That's
to me,
like,
it depends on a relationship.
Me
on what happened.
You allowed them to do in the first place.
I mean, I'm just saying. Like, I mean,
we don't cause them. They
want to
do it. They want to do it. If a person want to cheat, ain't a damn thing you could do about it. If it's in their mind, they're gonna slip and slide.
Mm-hmm.
You could
and they should have control of
them.
Their own actions, their own behavior.
Exactly.
They should not point the finger at someone else. You made me do it. That's ignorant. If that's the case, then you shouldn't be in an adult relationship. You should stay a child. If you're not going to take responsibility to
make
your own action.
You made me
do it, huh?
You see, that's because they be like, you knew I wanted pussy all the time. What, you spent your whole shit to every single pussy? Bitch, I just had your fucking child. But I'm just saying, you know, I like pussy. Really? I just had your child, and you can't wait for my pussy to heal before you go out and be fucking another bitch? Well,
look at Chad
Johnson and Emily. With your ass and mouth. I mean, like, really?
You made me do it.
Hey, Mo, I'm gonna tell her to make you go to the mall and spend up a whole check and don't pay no bills.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
You gonna tell her what,
please? She took your dick out the pan, stuck it in the other female, and had an orgasm. She made you do all that. That's not bad,
bitch. I sent her the number. But, I mean, men always say women made them do it, all right? So then, let us cheat, and we be like, well shit, you wasn't doing what you were supposed to.
Right.
They made the ice your ass.
It's unacceptable.
What the fuck you talking about? I'm working. I'm making money for us. And you want to be out fucking this nigga? Okay, but boo, it's the same thing when I was working. You was out fucking the neighborhood. So what's the difference?
Chocolate, you know what that is?
What?
Is that who?
I don't like faggots. Why I can't be my friend?
Okay, you just said wanted to be like funny or anything like that. He was just like, you know, to me,
no,
it's like I work with a lot of faggots. And I was like, at first, when I got to like, oh my God. But then it's like, you know what? They do what they do. I do what I do, mm-hmm. but they don't cross the line. It's like they got to deal with whatever they do on Judgment Day. It's like I got to deal with what I got to deal with on Judgment Day. But I just be at work trying to figure out what's the formula. I mean, like, that's the only thing. I just be at work fucked up, which is I be like, damn, is them two films together? I thought it was supposed to be a stud at a
Which one the man?
I'm not sitting here. Listen, I don't faggot bash. Like, if I'm around faggots, like, if I walk past them, I'm like, ew, you faggot. I just don't pay them no attention, you know? So it ain't like I'm the one. I don't like them. I don't agree with their lifestyle. You feel me? But I'm not out there anti-faggot protesting. That's their business.
I agree with them. I'm gonna love everybody. I'm gonna windmill everybody. I'm gonna windmill everybody.
They not bad people. They not good. He taking up for a faggot. He might be one on us. He might be one.
I'm gonna need his own theme music.
Okay. Oh my God. Mo, you are just really off the chain tonight. So now, what happens when, you know, the gay community, because, you know, a lot of them do love me, when they hear this show, and then they start wanting to know who Mo is, and they start coming up to you, so you have a problem with that, your son. What's up? You know what I'm saying? What if they come to you and they want their buzz, and you don't got your homeboy backing you no more? It's 20 of them and one of you. What you going to do?
Windmill.
Later, I said it when I was younger. I boxed in my life. I knock out about 8 or 9 niggas at one time. Can I have a plug? I'm looking for an extension. You just took it. The plug is right here.
How are you telling this to your wife?
Listen. So what? Just plug your phone in right there. You be better than me.
Moga be, hey look, Moga be like one of the what's the guys that what was the dude the little dude, what's the little group with Scarface and the little midget.
Oh, Bruce Lee.
Yeah, look at him. I'm looking over my shoulder, peeping around corners.
I ain't looking around shit. Anybody that know me will tell you, they'd be like, Mo ain't no joke. That's it. That's one thing about me. I'm a real nigga.
You're a real nigga. What makes you so real, Mo? Because, you know, I am coming to New York next month. Me and Ashton going to have a meet and greet, and you going to be there. I want to see how real you are.
I ain't coming to your party beating niggas up. I'm going to be me.
No, I can't come beat niggas up. I want to get you up in a corner and see what it's like. I want to have a Mo experience. I want to see Mo and Little Mo.
Anyway,
nigga, I'm trying to see what your fuck game like. What's up?
Hold on.
I'm just playing, Mo. You know I just like fucking with you. I can't do that. I don't want to fuck up my friendship.
Yeah, because I wouldn't want you
to
leave
you. You know what I mean?
You know what?
I wouldn't want you traveling every week and spending your money to come out to this that come down.
Oh,
Lord.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
I want the kids to get everything, you know?
Mo is a pimp. Big Mo is a pimp.
Oh, my God. Just for that statement alone, I promise y'all, if I was in a different place, I would go to New York this weekend. I would make a day trip just to fuck this nigga and then come back home and just let y'all know what really happened. Matter of fact, I got the new BlackBerry. I would video chat that. I'd be like, yo, check this out. This is me and Mo.
Yeah.
Going
get your own channel on there. I want to see it. I got my Z10 ready, locked, and ready to rock.
Chocolate, I like you. You cool. You my nigga, and we got a great relationship. I wouldn't even want to fuck up your life like that.
Oh, that's that mind fuck shit he's saying right there. That's the mind fuck.
Oh, yes. That's that Brooklyn shit that don't know no better. Yeah, that's that Brooklyn shit that don't know no better.
Because I wouldn't want you to be down south thinking about me and shit. It'll fuck up your career. It'll fuck up a lot because the distance.
Oh.
It'll drive you
the
crazy.
The distance would do me good. Because I can fuck you when I want to fuck you and not be bothered with you. And then when I want to come back and get some dick, I will come back to New York, fuck you, and then leave again. And we still got all that distance. We got a good friendship, no relationship at all. I just came, broke you off, you broke me off, and we kept it moving. And then if we felt a little itching again, then you would scratch that itch, and then I go on about my damn business.
I won't even do that.
He's a changed man.
Oh, yes, yeah. He's a changed man.
I'll fuck up your life. I won't even play with you like that.
You'll fuck up my life.
At a certain age with a woman, we don't really give a fuck about your dick. Or your dick.
Y'all do. Y'all say that.
No, I can't relate.
Let me tell you something. There's dicks out here that I done heard the best of them say, that's all I want. There's dicks out here that it's hard to leave like that.
They're young. Maybe they're still young and stupid. But at a certain age.
I'm talking about cougars. I'm talking about that pussy. I'm talking about that pussy with mileage on it. You understand?
Wait. Not mileage, baby.
Mileage.
Listen here. Since you want to go there, I see more commercials about you niggas limp ass dicks than we hear about women.
Yeah,
y'all the
ones
with the Black Ants, them the RX.
They could do all this. It's cool.
Molly.
That's life. That's life. It is what it is. They can do whatever they want. They can take pills. They can take powder. They can take injections. That's their preference, just like your little dragon just said. That's their preference.
Oh, God. Think about the sad reality is men's dicks eventually go limp.
You said men's
unless
men
you are
to go limp.
Eventually go limp. When you get old, after a while, that thing don't get up no more.
Pussy is meant to stretch out, right?
No. That's genetic. That's genetic.
No. Not all pussy is made to stretch out. Some bitches just didn't take care of themselves. And then you got some women, that shit just tight. We ain't have to use no good. We ain't have to use no tightening cream or nothing.
She's right, because that snapback pussy ain't no joke. I think that's the best pussy in the world.
Well, then you need to stay the fuck away from me, because my shit will snap
that shit
and
right
coming
back.
Bang.
That snap back, any nigga, that snap back, that's when niggas go crazy.
That's killer pussy. And when you be talking on the radio, begging
that's
and
that's
shit.
Right.
You know what?
That's true.
That's true, because I had a friend, and I used to want to fuck with him so bad. Like, we was in Walmart one night, and we both was reaching up for something, and my hand almost touched his. He pulled back real quick. I'm like, why? Why are you acting like that? He's like, man, I heard you got that snap, and you done fucked up a whole crew. I'm good.
That snapback ain't no joke. That shit, I'm a nigga. I'm going to keep it real. That snapback, that's some pussy a nigga on that. Look, I'm stuck.
He gonna fuck
right
up
now.
Your whole life, but he can't even get his words out.
See, he ain't know I had that snap. So now he's thinking about it like, oh shit, man, she might get that Coca-Cola 401 Tay. Shit, wait a minute, hold on, let me repeat this shit.
Nah,
does not compute. Does not compute. Control or delete. Control or delete. Let me reboot, nigga.
That snapback ain't no joke. That shit fucks you up, and you don't want to let it go at all.
This is how good some shit can be. You ain't fucked a nigga since 2010, but that nigga, any chance he thinks that he gonna get it, he will try. Or he'll call up in the he'll call up to your radio show and be like, yo, her head good, the pussy good. Yo, son, I'm trying to tell you, man, I had that. Look.
You ready to windmill niggas for your ass.
Yeah, I ain't had that shit since 2010. But dang it, if I can get it again, man, I promise you, I would, man, I just be having flashbacks. What she did me with them pop rocks, she did me wrong, but that shit was so good. 4 years later, niggas still remember.
And that Listerine strip.
And now, I done gave y'all a hint, so next time y'all here, we're all going to be like, look, I'm from Brooklyn, but I'm in Georgia now. Like,
and that was a Talk Mommy moment.
you know what he's thinking about it. He's getting excited and his dick get off. And he's like, hey, and look.
See, what had happened was I said that he said we were together.
Everybody ain't got it.
They sure ain't, but the ones who do is overconfident.
They got it. I mean, if you got snapback pussy, you have the power. You heard?
Yeah.
You heard me? Mm-hmm. You have
I feel
the
like,
power.
This made me feel like She-Ra just now.
There it goes.
Yes.
Have a great school.
You can't buy it. Because niggas is going to know when that shit is up, when it's tampered with. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't going to always feel like that. True snapback pussy is, when you stick
you
your dick in the
shit.
First time, that point of penetration drives you fucking crazy. Your head's super sensitive. Your dick start talking to you like, nigga, why are you just not fucking this bitch? Why we ain't been fucking her? Then you go ahead and you fuck her, you pull out, right?
Why
then
you got
you
no
go back in, the shit's still tight again. And you know the bitch ain't dust. She ain't used no cream because you done fucked about 30-50 minutes. Give the whole break. You fuck her again. Y'all fall asleep. You know what I'm saying? Then she ain't go piss, but then she come back. You ain't heard no water running because you know y'all good. Ain't no odors in the room but some nice sex odors. You fuck in the morning. You stick your dick back in it. It's still feeling the same, and the dick is just like, nigga, I can't. You don't keep fucking this bitch. I'ma fuck you up. I'ma stop working, damn it. Do you hear me? And you just be like, oh my God.
Hallelujah. Hey, child, he's like, this is your dick. This dick for you.
You hear Lauren Gay in the background. Let's get it all. And then that bitch wrap her hands around your ass cheeks and she's pulling you into the pussy tighter. And you just like, oh, no.
Start speaking in tongues. Osama bin Laden.
Preach.
I feel it. And then after she finished fucking,
you didn't do it.
Be like, can I get on that wait list? I need to be on that waiting list to hit again. I know it's a lot of niggas that want to fuck you. I want to fuck you
nobody.
Again. What is it going to take? What is it going to take?
Don't you tell nobody but God to kill your mama.
Yeah, that's that bitch. Say, I love you. Love you.
Hold on. Now, you know you got some good pussy when you make a nigga nut and fart. It's like he nut and fart at the same time. Now that's so good.
Yeah,
I don't usually do this. What was that noise? Is that a frog in here?
Welcome to Team No Manners. I love a no manners nigga in the bedroom. Chick, real. Have an unexpected moment. I know my shit was right.
nigga stagger off and shit. He be staggering. What's wrong with your leg?
I've been drinking. A lot of women, you hear me? You hit a certain point and they fart.
I never had that moment in my life.
Women are embarrassed by that. You know, y'all be.
I ain't never had that happen in my life.
You never have a nigga fuck your part out of you?
No. I can never relate. I swear to God. I don't think I want that because I got that shot of a deadly. You don't want that.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. That's fire. They just. Mm-hmm.
That's that nerve dance.
I don't even want Chica to talk to me because I feel uncomfortable. No, I don't want no air in there because it'd be like squish, 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 squish. Nah, I don't want to none of that.
I hate a man who talks the whole time. You hear that sound? You hear that sound?
Yeah, I gotta open that pussy up. That's my dick talking to girl. It's talking back. It broke this dick. Ain't no nigga had it like that. Ain't no nigga made you do that. Man, if you don't shut the fuck up.
Put your panties in his damn mouth. Like, shut your ass up.
You put on a nice slow jam mixtape and you fuck to the music.
They can't talk.
Don't have the flash day right now.
Yeah, he is.
You fucked
hey, what was on that mixtape? Was it hosted by Angie Martinez and DJ Dirty Harry? Was R. Kelly playing my nigga? Was your
More be broadcasting on BBM every 5 minutes.
It depends on the level. If you want that third level, you put on some Al Green, Marvin Gaye, and them. You want that second level?
I want to put on some thug shit. I want nigga bitch music. I want to put on some Jay-Z, nigga. I don't want to hear that romantic shit. We going to business.
I don't want to fuck to no bitch except you so busy singing his lyrics.
Oh, hit it hard in the back. Put on R. Kelly in the left ass.
Yeah,
hit it hard in the back.
R. Kelly Trey Songz. Yeah, R. Kelly Trey Songz.
We're not going to talk about R. Kelly because R. Kelly, if he pissed on a bitch, then I have a chance of pissing on him because he likes the pissing game. And I love, I got a pissing fetish. Ooh, no, let's not talk dirty about R. Kelly. Unless he say I can pee on him. If that nigga say I can piss on him, then fuck him.
He want to skeet on you. When Dave Chappelle did that show, I want to piss on it.
Yo, that's disgusting though. That's
stop pissing on me. It's warm.
Yes, it is. And trust me,
I ain't gonna lie, yo.
Shit. On you.
First time I picked up was
toilet.
I had a shit. You heard?
Huh?
I said the first time I ever in my life made a chick squirt, I had a fit. I thought the bitch was pissing. I was mad as a motherfucker.
You ain't stop fucking.
No, hell no, but I was mad. My
no, your dick made you do it.
So that squirt shit ain't no joke. You hit that certain point, that shit just starts burning out.
Who you telling? I never thought I was capable of it. Then when it happened, and he told me he was going to do it, I'm like, what? No, you not. Oh, my
that's
God.
That's a bad dude. If you follow through on that shit, you a bad man.
Every single woman's life is capable of squirting.
Where he at?
Yes, he is, but you know me. The first question I ask him is like, oh, my God, did I piss in your bed?
I'm so sorry.
He was like, nah. He did it again. Then he's like, you know what? Get your motherfucking phone. Your fans need to see this. This is the first time this thing happened to you. What?
Okay, daddy.
I love me some Puerto Ricans. No, I'm just saying. Yes, he was Puerto Rican from Queens. He knew what the fuck he was doing.
Them Puerto Ricans are freaky. I ain't never had a Puerto Rican.
Yo,
get to a Puerto Rican.
Yeah, ever see this?
How about for my birthday?
Yo,
girl,
Fires,
meet me in New
the
York.
Star?
Meet me in New York.
I'm this. But, let me stop.
Me in New York. Come to New York. Go ahead and see if you can get some days off. November the 15th through the 17th. Me and Ashton going to hook you right on up. Yes. And then while you getting hooked up with your first Puerto Ricans, I'm going to go ahead and give Mo some snap back and snap him back into reality.
Hey. Damn shit.
Thank you. Here she go talking about changing the nigga. Shit don't work. I told you.
She said, give you some snapback. And she'll just snap you back. And you're going to change the whole thing around. You windmilling.
Exactly.
That's right. Don't fight
change.
The feeling, baby.
He's
going to hold you
change.
Down.
Oh, girl, don't keep saying hold you down because I've been playing that song for Mo. Mo knows he likes that song by 50 Tyson.
Oh, yeah. That's a favorite joint. When the last time you spoke to him?
Huh? Man, I can't even lie. I can't even lie. Every time I see that name come across my phone, I don't answer it.
Yeah.
I can't even lie.
Your hey, but Mo, for $59.99, I can fix your credit. $59.99.
Oh, yeah.
I can't talk to y'all.
Wow. Well, she don't change the subject. When the last time you spoke to the nigga?
I told you, whenever I see his number come across my phone, I don't answer it.
Why are you avoiding him now, though?
No response.
Why am I avoiding him?
Yeah.
Look, after he gave his manager my phone number, after y'all motherfuckers were sitting up there talking about, that damn porno, and he told fucking Big Head that he would do the flick from, this is what he said, between $500 and $1,500, I was done.
Wait. He's trying to do a porno with you. What, you thought you was some bitch in a fucking club?
No. Mm-hmm. They asked him how much he would charge to be in the movie. He said anywhere from $500 to $1,500.
Oh, well, he takes his shorts because he just wanted some pussy. That's all. You entice him.
He could be a fluffer.
So if he'd have said 20 G's, you'd have been like, all right.
Negative.
No. Remember, they offered me 15. They told me to name my price because everybody's like, people want to see it because they want to see the dude fuck. You feel me? Now, me, I can't come back from that because after I fuck 50 Tyson, who don't want to fuck me?
And no damn body. Shit.
Yo, believe it or not, though, these rapping niggas are stupid like that. You see with Amber Rose and all these bitches, they want to fuck somebody.
She wasn't fucking 50 Tyson. Kanye and everybody else.
Do you don't know she fucked 50 Tyson or not?
Oh, my God.
I'm not fucking with you. Facts remain, I don't give a fuck how much money. It's not going to happen.
Mo, you cannot pass go. Don't collect
$200. Do not collect no $200.
Listen, your porn might set you off. You might be on some Paris Hilton shit. It might get you rich.
What? Mm-mm-mm. Okay, it's going to get me rich, but who's going to want to fuck me after fucking 50 Tyson?
Listen, you rich?
Nigga bitches
don't give a fuck. What's wrong with you, fool?
Nigga bitches don't
fight
you.
Okay, well, Mom, check this out. I go ahead and I fuck 50 Tyson, right? And I've already fucked up my career and everything, right? So that means me, yeah, that means you don't really give a fuck who I fuck because I'm rich, right? So
yep.
We got money. So you just going to keep fucking me because this is somebody that will fuck a midget. You would fuck a midget, so you wouldn't have a problem
Hold on. If a midget was rich?
Money is the root of all evil, and Mo
yeah,
woman,
no,
he's evil. He's evil. Money.
Wait, hold on. Y'all finish the Because the 50 Tyson, right, was a midget. Mm-hmm. Flavor Flay ain't have a dime. And for the 50, Delicious, you see her body, and all these girls, Bucky and all of them.
Oh, you like that booty. Say it again, Mo. You see her body. Say it again.
Just on TV. So you mean to tell me if 50 Tyson was rich to get some of his paper, you won't give him some pussy? You telling the truth? You serious? Or you pulling
a fool? Wow, this is what you don't understand. Money
There's no
don't
comeback
move
from that.
Me. I wouldn't give a fuck if that nigga gave me all the money in the world. I can't do it.
Don't believe it.
I can't do what?
I don't believe it. No disrespect. You understand?
Okay.
But I'm going to keep it real. Maybe not you, but 90% of your women callers will fuck up.
Here he goes, 90%. 90% again.
Well, Bossy and Action is in the 10%, nigga.
Hell no. Fuck his money.
Okay,
shit.
Action.
You
action.
Fucked up for life if
yeah.
you got some good money.
If he offered you $2 million. That one night stand with 50 Tyson on Flavor Flav, you wouldn't do it for $2 million?
I cannot.
I would throw up.
Yo, these chicks is fucking for free. They fucking niggas because they think they cute. And you mean to tell me they offered you $2 million tax free?
No.
Like, you wouldn't
like selling your soul.
Exactly.
Like
your soul. You can't come past. You can't get past
anyway. Hold on. But
it's going to be publicized and everybody's going to know.
Hold on.
You traumatized for life.
Exactly.
Hold on.
Ridicule. That money's gone.
You're going to have that deaf psychologist trying to talk to you, Dr. Phil.
Mark should say, let me piss in your face on camera for $2 million.
Excuse me?
If R. Kelly said, let me piss on for $2 million.
But hold on. Don't nobody piss on me. I do the pissing. Don't get it twisted, nigga. I am a pisser.
Shit.
I piss
on
people.
The
they don't piss on me. No.
Listen,
no.
There's one miserable Kim Kardashian in the world. We don't need another.
Hello.
You think Kim Kardashian is miserable?
She absolutely is miserable.
Oh, she's no, Kanye West is miserable because
she's
a guy that don't want her. She's not miserable.
No.
She's miserable. She's miserable.
No, I don't think Kim Kardashian is miserable at all. I think she was a hoe who's getting paid off of being a hoe, and she enjoys being a hoe.
How was she a hoe because she had multiple boyfriends?
No.
Multiple bitches. You had side girls, regular girls.
That's what I'm saying. She loves her life. Kanye West is so busy trying to lock a hoe down that is making him miserable.
You had like she fucking played a play. She's fucking her men if that's her boyfriend.
Exactly.
And they're having sex. She is not out here on Flavor Love auditioning and slobbing down the ugly ass, old ass, ugly ass man like a damn.
Listen, talking about how Kim Kardashian went from who she was to being with Kanye. You gotta understand. She left Kanye for the basketball player because he had money. She's a hoe that won.
She got money.
Whoa,
You mean Reggie Bush?
Reggie Bush is a football player. Reggie Bush. Then she is a football player and a basketball player. She married the.
She like black dick. She don't care about money.
She did marry a basketball player.
Okay,
she's rich.
This is what she did. She's a hoe who enjoyed doing what she do. Now,
she's in a relationship.
I mean, that's how you view it. Other people view it as her family putting her out there on the chopping block for them to have a come up. And Ray J just so happened to be the sucker. I mean, you see it how you see it. Other people see it how they see it. But the general, everybody can agree, the bitch miserable. Can we?
Exposed her with the videotape, and she's seen a way of making money. And she went for
her family exposed her.
You don't think Ray J did it?
He's fine.
So Paris Hilton put a video out there.
But Paris Hilton is still bitch.
In order to be with Vivid, both parties have to sign.
Off of that video. Paris Hilton can sit up. I will fuck Paris Hilton on that.
They like attention.
Like,
wait,
Mom,
minute.
You
rewind.
Bridget the
rewind.
Midget on national TV. So what did you say?
Cool.
Bridget the Midget.
Nah, I won't fuck Bridget the Midget. She ain't got no money.
$2 million.
Bridget the Midget.
You said for $2 million, would I fuck her on national TV for $2 million cash? Yeah, I would.
Mm-hmm.
That midget is
so men are root of all evil. Then you want money. It don't matter if she on TV with a midget or not.
Listen, women doing it for free. If I'm gonna do a midget on that TV,
they want money. Now they want free. Which one they want, Mo? You confusing me.
I said, the women are doing it for free. If I'm gonna fuck a midget on national TV, I gotta.
So what's worse, a woman who wants money from a man, or a woman who wants to fuck for free?
I said they are prostitutes. I know exactly what I break down. I said they're legitimate.
No, I know what you break down too, because I'm a good listener. I'm a good listener. So you did say that.
Stop it, because you did your second
you, you
time.
You talking out both sides of your mouth. You're not doing it fair.
Oh God!
First you broke women down because we want money, but y'all want it too. Y'all want money too.
Get them.
Okay, because what I said
95% of men want something out of the relationship. It's either pussy or money. You ain't in it for love. You in it for what you can get. Whatever. You're a prostitute. You're talking about getting the hoes and getting money.
Okay.
That's right.
What's wrong with that?
Everything you say women do, you're doing the same shit. That's what I'm trying to get you to see.
I'm
talking
from the point of view.
It's women and men are the same when it comes to certain stuff.
I'm telling you from a first point of view.
It's no big eyes and little
you.
All of us think this. You can stick to your story. I'm just telling you what I have to say. Are you repeating yourself? Doesn't mean I'm not going to keep talking.
I like you, though. I like you, though, because I like you.
I like dick. What'd you say? You may want to say my voice and sound like dick.
I know. There was a poll out, and people feel like, you know, you'll fuck a lot of shit for money.
You can't fuck more for free.
Wait, I didn't hear you. Who said it, though? Who said it?
There was a poll out, which means the majority of people who hear you say
90%.
Wow. Right. It's cool. That's all right.
90%.
So you all right with that being labeled as a hoe?
Fuck it. Motor hoe.
Motor hoe. Good job.
I had that shit on my German on my motorcycle. It's the hoe. That's it.
Oh, Mo. You got to do it faithful. Now you done fucked up.
Shit. If they got money. If they got a lot of money and it's coming to him, he going to smash. Mo going to smash the homie.
What's that? Fuck love.
Yes, what love got to do with it.
So, Mo, for $2 million, you'll let somebody piss on your face?
$2 million?
You don't get nobody to piss on your face?
None of that.
I'll pass you a Mo has morals. Motor hoe got morals.
I did not degrade myself. Nothing.
Wow.
He ain't a no limit soldier. I thought I told you.
You stupid.
It's limits to this shit. He wrote him a manual.
There's rules to this shit. That's
a step by step booklet.
You can't fuck the Cowboys win this game. Come on, RB3.
Changing
the
subject. So, Mo, for $2 million, you would suck the fart out of somebody's ass?
You think about it.
$2 million. Listen, these are three women
cash
that I would look
in your hand.
Holly Berry,
hey, you gotta make it real, Mo. For $2 million,
Holly Berry, Janet Jackson, and Beyonce.
No, a nigga bitch.
New York from Flavor of Love.
New York from what? I fuck her? What? What?
No, we sucking parts out her ass. That's what you do.
Nah.
$2 million, Mo. You got a hand.
No hands.
For $2 million, you what now?
Nah.
Let's fuck that ass, boy. Take one for the team.
I smother out,
it's
but
money.
I won't.
Let's get this money.
I already smothered her out.
Mo, you know what?
He's funny.
I have faith in you
smutting.
That for that almighty dollar, for that almighty dollar, you'll smash a big girl.
I'll smash a fat bitch?
No, he said, oh, he going to die. Let me be quiet. I'm going to have a moment aside from Mo. Ninety percent of Americans are fat. He going down.
He said about the 10%. He's just like, shit, I'm on a roll now. All his limitations is bitch can't piss on him.
He's drilling holes in his boat left and right.
Did you just say 90% of Americans fat? Yo, you ain't shit.
You want to join more? You gonna have faggots and fat people gonna be looking for your ass. Hey, Chop, you come to New York, it's gonna be faggots and fat people on. Faggots and fat people gonna be going to get Mo.
Shout out to all my fat women out there. I know a lot of fat women. Shout out to all y'all. I'm not saying this shit. That's these petite.
Hey, he said a fat bitch. He didn't even say fat woman. He said politician.
Exactly.
Yeah, you should be a politician. You should be a Republican.
It's like these women. You know what I'm saying? He didn't say, you know, fat female, fat lady. He said
fat bitches.
Yeah, he's going to throw us under the bus. Y'all, for real, my nigga? You just said you were from a fat bitch. I said a fat shit. You know what I'm saying?
You said big girl. Really? You said big girl. You didn't even say fat. You said big girl. Most said fat bitch?
Oh,
fat bitch like a parrot. He sound like Ruby off Mama Payne Burr. Oh, fat bitch. What the fuck? So let me get this straight. So for a few million, a fat bitch.
2 million would I fuck a fat bitch? Yeah, I would.
Okay, now Mo, here go our situation for you, my nigga. Say for instance, you meet this bitch, he a bad bitch, you know what I'm saying? You know how you like him. You like him pretty, you like him thick, da 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 da. So you meet one that's your type. Yeah, you know, y'all kicking it, pussy good, she got that snapper and everything like that. But then, months after fucking her, you find out that she had a sex change and she was born a man, but she's a complete woman right now. What do you do to yourself?
Kill your damn self.
I'm going to kill her. I'm going to be on the news. I'm a side. You're going to see me on the first 48.
Tell her all your damn self. And ask her going to be the
you
damn prosecutor.
You're going to see me on the first 48.
Oh my goodness. Well, you wrong. Why are you gonna kill her?
I ain't wrong. She
the
wrong.
The
first 48, hard body.
But what if she was trying to tell you, but you wasn't really trying to listen? Because you know she had that snapper.
Ain't no nigga bitch gonna explain shit to me.
Okay.
I mean, but that's a faggot.
It ain't a nigga bitch no more. It's just a bitch.
I would never put myself in that predicament. Would never go down.
But how do you know? How do you know you haven't already?
Listen, hold on. We know who faggots and who not. So all that shit's home for me. Listen, even with the sex chain and you could see. You know. You're a man.
How
you know
Mo?
How you know? You done seen something? Come on now. Keep it real, nigga. Come on.
Listen, the whole, y'all in Atlanta. Y'all see this shit all fucking day. You know what some niggas
are. I'm in North Carolina. I'm in South Carolina.
North Carolina is down there, too. These sex chains niggas, these Murray shows and all these fucking TV shows. Soon as they walk on there to tell their fucking boyfriend they used to be a man, soon as they walk out, the first thing you say out your mouth is what? Yo, that's a man. I don't give a fuck how pretty the nigga
Mo, I'm a tall girl. And, you know, when you look a certain way, some people say, well, you're a man before. You know what? You don't know if it's a man or not, because these bitches look better than regular women sometimes. What are you talking about?
Nah, we know.
Like
we
Jocelyn
know.
Hernandez, people say she like a man, but she's a pretty girl. She got some man.
Jocelyn just, she's, I don't know. You say she a pretty girl, she is what she is, and I'm just confused on Jocelyn, because I think personally Jocelyn Hernandez was the name, real name. Is
Jose. I don't care, Mo. All right, get it out.
I think her real name is Juan Hernandez. I don't know. I don't give a fuck what
Jose.
Change because her whole, I don't know. I don't know. I think that's an itty one right there because from seeing her on the show,
she was pregnant.
The TV told you she was pregnant.
Mona Scott Young said she was pregnant.
I don't give a fuck who Mona said or who what. You understand? Mona ain't God.
But she got money. She got money, Mo.
Jose got money, and she got a nigga that want him. He love them nigga bitches. They not, they cool with him. I can't believe niggas want to text you with that bullshit. Call the fucking show. Man up, nigga.
Oh, big balls.
You fucking
damn,
shit, nigga.
Damn, Mo, you sound a little angry, my nigga.
He said that shit like he said faggot.
Up like a man, you feel me? Keep the fuck up, man up. Don't be texting Chocolate Well, tell Mo this and that, that, and this. Don't tell me, nigga.
I'm Mo.
Mo, you were so funny, but we love you, Mo.
Nah, but you feel me, though? Come on, Chocolate. That's like you on my show and the bitch texts me while tell that chick Chocolate this and that. Call in and tell the bitch yourself.
Fuck that bitch.
No, fuck you, nigga. Stop texting and call in, man. You a man.
I want to hear another man voice from Mo. What tone at?
that's questionable,
but you know.
Damn,
I digress.
Damn, you don't want to hear my voice, baby? It's like that? Wow.
I need something new. The Big Mac, and I had a Big Mac on. I need a Whopper or something. A Hardee's burger, a thick burger.
You got a Big Mac, you need a Whopper. Wow,
chicken
man,
sandwich or something.
You trying to dismiss a nigga like that? That's how we
No. No, you said make him call in. I want to hear somebody else's perspective. That's all.
Don't act like that, mother. Time to stop texting Chocolate, man. The fuck up. Call in and voice your opinion. Well, my nigga hurts.
You like Martin, speak out. Chuck, speak out.
Speak the fuck out. Stand up. Say it with your chest, nigga.
Where your balls at?
And please, I advise you not to call up with no bullshit. Because I do stuff and I do knock niggas out. I advise you not.
You said watch it.
That's it. Watch your motherfucking tone.
And keep your hands on your head. That was kind of sexy. Mo, say it again. Watch your tone.
Mo, it sounded like you feeling some type of way about that comment, my dude.
Nah, I feel like, me personally, it was a jab. If you're not man enough to call in, you know, come and converse with us. Come kick it. Don't text us.
But, you know,
no
people live in different countries, and they, you know what I'm saying?
I don't give a fuck. You got free
it's
nights and weekend around the world. Niggas in Africa with prepaid phones got free nights and weekend.
African niggas got money, too. They say we got money off top. I have money. Okay.
Yeah, call the fuck in, nigga. You got money, call in. We gotta speak a fucking certain language. We're translating.
Mo, I'm so over you. You is just cracking me the fuck up. Like, wow. You is just too much for me tonight. And I normally don't say that to a man. They normally say that to me. Ooh, Chalk, you were just too much. Like, I know, boo. But still give me that dick, though.
Nah, I'm not from nowhere. I just like to stir up bullshit. I like him to call in and start some shit, you know?
Self-destruction.
Yes.
You had it for self-destruction.
Yes, self-destruction. Yes, you are a shit talker, Mo. Oh, my God. Uh-huh. I love my shit. But you can't help it. It's just you. It's the Brooklyn way.
Nah, it's just me. I won't even say it's a different breed.
You a different breed?
Yeah, I'm a different breed, that's all.
Oh, shit. Oh. Hey, but the Mo or Mo?
Nah, my people say I ain't got no filter. I just say whatever come to my mouth, whatever come to my mind. That's just me.
Really?
That's all right.
Whatever come to your mouth, I heard that.
Nah, that's
you
not
know, I told y'all a listener. No, I told you I listened. That was just bullshit. Whatever comes in my mouth, I mean my mind.
If I'm eating some pussy and she come on my mouth, it is what it is. That was my
mind.
Okay,
but
what if she squirt? If she squirt, so you gonna swallow it?
If she squirt in my face?
Yeah.
You gonna lick it off your lips, like lip gloss?
Hey, listen. If I'm inside like that, it is what it is.
What?
Oh,
how
shit.
How can I get you into me to get me to that point so I can just picture your face? I mean, score my bad.
Glazed donut. Glazed like a donut. Glazed him like a donut.
Yo, this little autistic, on a serious note, this little autistic boy has been missing for 8 days.
They found him.
They did?
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. They just
You're serious, too. The little 14-year-old black boy, they're saying that they found him, though.
I'm on the news right now. He's still missing.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's 8 days.
I thought they found that.
Nah, they didn't find him no food, no nothing. Like, I feel
damn.
So down.
He can't talk, I know that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I hope a family took him in and just holding him down. I hope he's not
well,
out.
Why would they keep him all this time? Because
some people I don't know. And I hope he ain't with no crazy motherfuckers.
Maybe he's somewhere and they don't realize who he is because he have a hoodie on. I don't know.
I don't know. 14 and you have autism and it's just a sad story, yo. Like, I got children and that shit hurt my heart. Like, I couldn't even imagine what the parents are going through, yo.
Hell
no. I know
you
that's
don't have
right.
And the school let him just walk out. I know they want to kill everybody up in there.
Hey, I would have went. What? Them fucking school safety team. Everybody would have got fucked up.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know they're taking that to the courts.
Yeah, they're
going
to everybody's
talking
to us. But nah, my child's safety is more important than any money in the world, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about what about the teenager that was found dead at school and don't nobody have no questions? Don't nobody have no answers?
Wrapped up in a mat, I think it was.
Yeah, and then they re-exhumed his body, did another autopsy, and they found newspaper on where his organs are supposed to be.
Newspaper?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes, his organs was missing. They took his organs, too.
You know what that is? That's some kind of drug transfer. He was from, where was he from?
He was in Florida, and it happened at school.
We mean the American?
No, that's some cult. Some cult, some kind of evil worship. You taking a baby's organs. Yo, I don't want that. My baby.
Maybe somebody with a child needs the organ. I don't know.
My youngest and my second to oldest is in the room sleeping right now. You know, they locked daddy down for the holiday weekend, you know. I just made them some chicken parmesan and spaghetti and put their asses to bed.
Nigga, you lying. You called down to the local corner delivery shop and had them bring that shit over.
You
ain't
gonna
lie.
That.
You ain't gotta lie.
Nah,
you can't cook.
Chocolate, I cook, sweetie. I cook. I cook. I live by myself.
Cooking in
I got
a Pyrex in a microwave does not
no,
work, nigga.
No,
stop
I
it.
I cook. What's wrong with that? Y'all know niggas.
He made it from scratch.
Tell them, Mo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, chocolate. Just because you got a bunch of microwave ass niggas, don't mean we all are.
Oh.
What?
Excuse me.
I don't let men cook for me because I don't know what the fuck they're capable of. It's a lot of niggas that want to tie a bitch down. You know what I'm saying? So they might try to put something
put
in my food.
And,
I already had one root on me. I don't got time for no more.
You dating the wrong. See, you dating the wrong kind of thing. If you can't
no,
talk for me. No. If you can't trust a nigga, what the fuck? If you can't trust him to cook for you, what the fuck are you
Anthony.
Dealing with him?
Okay. Do you trust a bitch to cook spaghetti for you and you ain't see her cook it?
If I'm with her, listen, if I'm with her, she can cook whatever she wants.
Forgive that special stuff.
See, women who think like that and speak on that is the ones you got to watch the fuck out for because y'all some spiteful-ass motherfuckers.
That's crazy that you said that because I would think that it's the ones that don't speak on it.
No,
the ones you got to look out for.
Listen, at the end of the day, you have to do something real evil to somebody. Now, if you the type of nigga that's out there doing shit to bitches, then you expect stuff like that. But if you're a cool, calm, collected gentleman, why would a bitch put a period inside of
her? Why would a gentleman say, bitch, shut your goddamn ass?
Listen, because she's a bitch. If you're going to put period blood, if you're going to put the store blood, that's a bitch.
Oh, gosh.
I'm good to my bitches. I love all my bitches. I'm a gentleman.
That's disgusting.
Right?
Call it what it is. That's a bitch. And he
love
I love
my bitch ass and his DMX voice.
And I'm a gentleman.
I know, like, he more like, well, bitch, one and one for a nigga.
That's
Mom,
man,
you
I
most definitely get the No Man is Award. You most definitely have the team No Man is Award tonight.
Yeah,
I
that's
gotta
crown
tell
him.
You that. Yes.
I'm gonna make him a personal
nigga,
crown.
Nigga, you got no manners. No manners at all.
I'm sorry, I ain't gonna never call a bitch again in my life. I'm alone.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. Yeah.
I'm all them bitches alone.
How about that in his bullshit? In debt.
Yes. He wouldn't know how to act if he had to go a week without calling the woman a bitch. He'd probably have withdrawals.
Bitch, nigga bitch.
I'm wrong.
Pretty bitch.
I call some bitches niggas. I don't.
I don't call bitches bitches.
Oh, you so nice. You call them niggas.
You don't call bitches bitches.
You call them niggas. That's a good compliment. Guess what he called me? He called me niggas.
Yeah, but then when he really want to disrespect you, nigga bitch.
No. See, that's not disrespectful.
With passion.
That's a statement. If a chick want to be a nigga, she's a nigga bitch.
I don't believe you, nigga.
And then like you.
Oh, shit. Mo, you know what? You just need to go ahead and just let it go. You need to be like Keisha Cole and just let it go, my nigga.
Don't try to use my shit. You got to say it the right way, though.
Oh, shit. Trademark, nigga.
Can't nobody say it like you, Mo. You the man.
Can't nobody say it like Mo. Can't nobody.
Now, see, you know what? I be wanting to have shows where, you know, where I have, like, you know, gay people, you know, dykes on here and stuff like that. But I'm so afraid that, you know, if they come on the show and they say the wrong thing, Mo be like, look here, nigga bitch. Why the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I would feel some type of way.
Well, you got to put Mo in time out. You got to put him in time out.
Because Tony is still no kind of way.
That's Tony.
Nah, he
I'm dead.
He's
kill
still
me.
No kind of
stick a fork. Stick a fork in us. Oh, we dead.
No, oh, guys. You know what? Because this, and that's that. Tone has given me the opportunity to. He said I can interview him 101, and he's gonna like really and reveal why he do what he do. And I'm really looking forward to that because
make him feel good.
So Tone gave you, he gave you the Mr. C.
The exclusive.
Hey, that's not even original. That's not original anymore. I think it's my mouth.
Yeah, he want to tell you why he has fetish for fellatio from men.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll be listening in then, though.
Did you say lettuce or something else? That mug ain't got no coop at all. There's no coop.
No, because it's like, you know, he was like, for me, it's like, I respect Tone because Tone is a big supporter of mine. You know what I'm saying? So
yes.
Whatever it is that he do is what he do. But if he wants to give me exclusives and walk me down through that life to help me understand why men, you know what I'm saying, want to get they dicks up by Kishis or whatever, then, you know, because he's not the only person like that. So if he wants to open up a 101 and tell me, I mean, that's cool. I'm all for it because then, hell, I might meet another motherfucker like that. And I'll be like, oh, I know your story. You like this because such and such. You know what I'm saying? So he's going to give me the exclusive because if he was to do it with other people listening, especially you, you would say some old off-the-wall shit that everybody would be laughing. Oh, shit. Okay, we got a caller. Oh, shit. Mr. Buchanan, hi, boo. How you doing?
Hey.
Well,
Doc from Buchanan.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. I'm good. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for chiming in and, even listening to the show. He's from IBM and everything, and, you know, he raised the question. And let me see what he looked like, because he sounds cute.
He said Buchanan. I don't know if I have
I ain't got no picture up. So, what are your thoughts so far? You got some comments? Because I know you've been cracking up. I know we've been acting silly.
Yeah, y'all been a while now, but, you know, the original topic which I was talking about, you know, I was going to call in, but y'all went off the subject, whatever. But, you know, it's all right, you know. I mean, what y'all was talking about, you know, ain't no big deal with me. Like I said, I've been in the music industry, and I rub shoulders with, you know, all type of people. And it's a lot of undercover people out there. And listen, whatever you want to do, is you going to do, as long as you're going to do it with me. And that's the only way I feel about it, you know. I mean, people do whatever you want, regardless of whether you want them to stop or not. You know, because there's still people out there that are still raping people. There's still people out there still killing people. There's still people still cheating on how what they do. So whatever your thing is, that's what you're going to do. And can't nobody stop it. Can't no law stop it. Can't no man stop it. So when people want to do something, that's what they're going to do, and that's that. That's how I feel about it.
They gonna be nigga bitches, they be nigga bitches. They gonna be faggot lovers, they be faggot lovers, right? That's it.
Exactly.
They just stay in their fucking lane, that's all. That's my point of view. You understand? They wanna be faggot lovers, they be faggot lovers. They wanna be nigga bitches, they be nigga bitches. They just stay out of my way, that's all. I don't like them. And nobody gonna convince me to be friends with them. That's it.
Yeah, actually, I mean, yo, everybody got their own your choice, their own opinion, and all that. So do what you do, that's that.
Okay, now we got that out the way. Now, what are your feelings on what the topic was about trifling ass married men and cheating? Do you feel like, you know, women should take women are responsible for their man cheating?
Nah, not exactly. I mean, yeah, in some cases, yeah. Sometimes women deserve to be cheated on, whatever, but.
Oh,
a lot
shit,
of
what the hell is it? What the fuck?
If you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing, you deserve to get cheated on. Just like if a man ain't doing what he's supposed to be doing, he deserves to get cheated on.
So how many times have you been cheated on?
That Noah? Probably like once.
And why she cheated on you? What were you doing?
I don't know. I haven't got to that point. The whole point was she cheated on me. I don't care what I wasn't doing.
Wow.
The whole point was she cheated on me. That's that. It don't even matter after that. I mean, if I cared, I would have asked her. But
okay. You're in the music industry, right? You know what her cheat's going to be? You didn't spend enough time with her. You understand? That's the first thing they're going to say. You ain't do shit.
If she living with me, obviously, this nigga ain't spending enough time on her either because You with me.
You wouldn't believe how many women that live with their man and being neglected convicts because the nigga's always on the go. She can live with you. That don't mean you're necessarily home, bro.
Yeah, you right about that. You right.
And that's when trifling niggas like me come and fuck your wife and then go home.
Yeah, and you know what? I just heard a story about, what was it? So 2 days ago, I heard a story 2 days ago about this girl. She'd been with her husband for 10 years and come to find out that the two kids that she got by him is not his. It's a boyfriend who she messed with for the last 9 years.
Oh, damn.
She's pregnant again. So, and I'm saying, like, yo, if you knew all this, you should have dumped him, like, before when he started cheating or whatever. I mean, you got two kids involved. I'm like, yo, and eventually you're going to have to tell them what's going on. If you do, just make sure you're in the same house with them. Make sure you open the phone, send him a letter or a text message or something, because you ain't going to be in front of his face and just tell him, yo, you two kids ain't yours. Because she would have got the DNA test and you know, everything else and come to find out it's not his kids. He don't know that, but, you know, but it's...
Yo, what would you mm-hmm.
do? Women trifling too, yo. Women trifling too.
Women are trifling, but we're a product of our environment. We didn't just wake up one morning and become trifling.
Listen, man, people do. I just said people going to do whatever they do, and that's that. All right? I just said that.
I agree with
you. Do whatever you want to do, and that's that. They could grow up in the house of God the last 30 years. If they want to whore out for the next 7, that's what they're going to do.
Yep.
I said that, and Mo didn't even agree. I said, you can't stop them out from doing what they want to do. Now, dude, come on, by you.
We said the same shit. You said the same shit I just said.
Come on. From now on,
I don't know what you be listening to because he said
a lot of rabbit.
I just said it with
acknowledgement.
I just said it with aggression.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you sound very aggressive. You sound angry about that shit. Sound like you was having some flashbacks.
No, that whole situation like touched my heart. Like you don't do that. You don't do that to people. If you want to mess with somebody, cut them off. just cut them off. You don't string them along and mess up their life along with yours. You don't do that.
Wow.
That's some foul shit. Now, if you turn around and get rid of her, then that's on her.
True, but
that's why these kids got his last name. Keep it going missing and end up in the Hudson River somewhere.
These kids got his last name. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, she's pregnant a third time.
Let me tell you something. They go down to the city hall and take that shit right off of the.
Let me tell you, I told the situation.
If he grew up for them kids, he ain't gonna never stop loving them.
You're right about that. That's what I told him. I mean, regardless, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if that was me, I'll keep it straight up with you. I'm like, yo, I ain't your father. Just do over here as your father. But if you need anything, you can still come to me, and I'll look out for you. But at the end of the day, this is man's responsibility. He's going to take care of that because he's going to be here chilling with a bunch of other bitches and all that other stuff, and I'm going to be here taking care of his kids.
It depends on how long the kids. Like, if I raise the kids from young, I don't even want that nigga around, though. I'm going to keep it 100. They going to be mine, and that's it. That's all. I'm going to do what I got to say. I ain't going to fuck with the bitch no more. She done. But them kids are biologically mine.
Bitch.
I don't want them even know because that's going to hurt that child. If that child knows you, if that child grow up and know you, and I'm saying this from a father perspective, if that child grow up only knowing you, to break that child heart would be the worst thing if you love that child, to let them know, like, I'm not your father, that's your father, because your mother was a trifling bitch. No. I'm going to take the kids. We're going to do what we got to do like we've been doing. You understand? But the mom, that's a no-no. That's a dead issue.
All right, I got to ask a question. Okay, now, at what point are you going to, because eventually they got to know. At what point are you going to tell them?
They will never know. They will never ever know.
So what happened when they found out later on?
If they found out later on, if they became grown and found out as an adult, then I sit down and have to explain it to them. But as a child, I would never want to hurt a child like that. I would never put a child through that, ever. Especially me being in their life from birth to whatever age they are when I found out. You know, I think it's so wrong to hurt that child because the mother was a trifling bitch. If you love that child, you're going to do whatever you got to do. It's just like a stepchild. Not many people get in a relationship. I got stepkids now. You understand? And I'm not even with the mom.
Yeah.
And kids still call me dad. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now they have the kid with them, and they love me as their father. You know? And my girl, people don't understand when they come to your life. Like, yo, why the fuck you still going to school? Or why, if that little girl's in trouble, why are you running over there? That's not your daughter. And I'm like, nah, she's my daughter because I was in her life since she was a child. You know,
yeah, mind your business.
But that's my baby. You said to mind your business?
Now, her for saying that, why are you going over there? That's kind of rude.
I'm telling you, women, especially in relationships, they don't like, a lot of women I know don't like that. And I'm
90%.
And I'm like, yo, why you don't understand that that child been in my life all their life, and I'm just going to be there. And I got kids to this day that's not mine, and I'm still there for them. You understand? They got their mother and father, you know? It was to a point where, like you just said, one of the mothers, the little girl got arrested. The moms and pops like, yo, she's bad, this and that. They wouldn't go down to the precinct for her. My daughter called me because all my kids got relationships with each other, even the step kids. They all ain't with each other. My daughter called me, and I went to do what I could do for that little girl to the point where her mother was like, yo, mind your business. That's not your daughter. You know, we broke up, but I'm still cool with the kids. So I'm like, yo, I'm not going to not do for her or be there for her because me and you're not together no more. It don't work in my eyes. That's not going down. I came from a broken home. My father was a hoe, had mad kids. I got brothers out there I don't even know. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I just met my sister, my biological sister, 4 years ago. You know what I mean? And I'm 38 years old. 4 years ago, I was 34. Now imagine me and your sister you've been looking for all your life. 4 years ago, you know? So
damn,
these kids out there, they need that. They need that life. They need that love. So that man, and if that's your homeboy, let him know. If you was in them kids' life, stay in them kids' life. Don't break their heart right now. You understand? And if you've been through it as a child, you'll understand how that would hurt to know that took care of you. They might meet that man. That man might be an asshole. You might walk out of their life and turn their whole life around. They become drug addicts, prostitutes, this and that, because their father's not there. How you would have been there for them. But you got to hold them down. So he got, fuck that bitch. She's a devil. She's a root of all evil. She's a smart monkey. You understand? She was all of that and the above, but them kids had nothing to do with that. Some kids can tell you they was yours. They just loved you from birth to now. So don't hurt them kids. So let that man know. Don't hurt them kids. Be there for them. You understand? Some niggas, it might be a relief. Oh, shit, I was paying child support. Oh, I was struggling. But God's going to take care of you for being a good dude. And them kids might grow up and be successful and take care of you at an older age. You know what I mean? So he got to hold kids down. He got to hold them down, especially if that's all they know. Because the worst thing in life to do is hurt a child, yo.
You're right about that. You know, and if it come out, I mean, I would tell him that, you know, even though the situation is pretty messed up, it's not your fault, but just be a good dude and look out. You know?
Yeah,
well, let me ask you this. Knowing that you know that secret and he doesn't, how does that make you feel when you're around that situation? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, does it make you feel some type of way? Does it make you just want to just choke the female or pull her to the side and be like, yo, what the fuck?
I can be like, she's a trifle little B and H, whatever. But, you know, I mean...
I like that.
You know, I mean, with me, it's like, you know, I'm the type of person, just, you know, I'm real laid back and I'm on my business. Whatever you do, you know, I'm on my business. That's that. You know, if something that is really important that I have to say, I feel like I got to say it, then I'll say it. But if it ain't my position to say it, I'm not going to say it.
And another note, if that man loved that woman, the best thing for you to do is to mind your business.
Exactly.
His love will outgrow your friendship. It's going to overcome that situation. You understand what I'm saying? So his love for that woman, because some men will stick around with her too and say, fuck it. You understand? I love her. That's it. She made a mistake. It is what it is. We're going to raise our children. And then for the friend to step in, and this and that, it'll break up your friendship, you know?
She made about two mistakes, and she might make a third one. And
three strikes and the bitch is out. He's just a
out.
You know, that's like the
As far as cheating on that stuff, I tell people all the time, whether you male or female, you ain't cheat by accident. And it might make you take your clothes over or stick your dick in somebody or go sit on some dick. Nobody make you do that. You did it because you want to do that. So that's not a mistake. Mistake is I was taking a test and I put down C instead of B. That's a mistake. Or I'm writing my name on an application and I just happened to put a B instead of a D. That's a mistake. A mistake is cheating is not a mistake. You did it because you want to do it. So me personally, I say, yo, she want to do that. She wants.
Well, she had an indiscretion. How does that sound?
Huh?
Indiscretion, then. We'll put a different word on it.
Chocolate.
I say indiscretion.
Yeah.
Homegirl, Lynette just called, and she said they said it ain't no show schedule right now.
You know what? I sent her the number, like, a damn near. Let me see. I'll tell you exactly what time I sent her the text message. As soon as you told me to send, I sent it to her at 11:08.
Oh, okay. Well, she was trying to call in. I guess it's too late now.
Yeah, at 11:30, if you're not in, then you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. What time the show stop?
When I get ready to hang up on y'all motherfuckers.
Y'all nigga bitches.
See?
Mo, you're not allowed to say bitch no more tonight. Mr. Buchanan said B and H. You can say B.
Yeah, he was very respectful.
Look,
how he said that.
And I respect that he's respectful. But it's a bitch is a bitch. You heard what he said. Bottom line, that's it.
I'm the filter. Say it again.
Bitch.
You know what? I swear.
I agree.
He's a dick. We got to start calling him a dick.
Yes.
Got a dick. Keep speaking.
Huh? Oh, wait a minute. What? Oh, wait a minute. What are the standings? The Giants are 0-6. Oh, wow.
Knock,
ooh,
knock.
Chill.
Yes,
chill.
Who's
knock,
there? Chill, Owen. You're personal now. You're getting personal.
0-6.
You know,
Owen.
He was joking and all, but he was joking. He was on a good page. You know, he was on a good note.
We were.
Oh my God, this is so ugly. Like, who all is 0-6? Okay, Giants 0-6, Tampa Bay 0-5,
Steelers,
Jacksonville 0-6. That's ugly.
Isn't it silly ugly?
Oh. Pittsburgh is 1-4. They won one.
Good job, team.
Wow. Don't look like the Giants are being no fucking playoffs this year. No ring for Eli. Fucking, what's that dude? Cruz won't be saucing across no fucking
who's my dog,
end zone.
Nah, it might be finished. Might go to six.
Huh?
It might go 10-6.
Y'all might go 10-6.
You're
going to go 10-6. How about y'all just get y'all first win first? Because it seems like that's very hard for y'all.
It might be 10-6 on Madden.
The Giants' mistake was they got rid of Bradshaw. You understand? And they need help. They needed help. And they ain't got no help. He don't sit there like a little punk. We ain't got no backup quarterback.
And keep second. He's knocking Eli ass out.
Nah, he just need some defense, man.
I'm tired.
They took them 25-30 points a game and need some defense.
Why does Eli be looking so lost all the time? What is wrong with him?
Oh, y'all play Minnesota next week, next Monday. That might help y'all.
Shut the hell up.
Yes. I mean, you know, Mo loves me, but if I – oh, shit. And then on the 27th, the Giants play the Eagles.
We're going to bust their ass.
What?
We're going to bust their ass.
Who said that? Mo, Mr. Buchanan.
Mo said that shit.
Because I don't mind taking some lunch money from y'all niggas. What's good? What y'all got? What y'all trying to put up?
I don't gamble, sweetie. I hate losing money.
Well, we don't have to bet for money. We can bet for your time. I got some chores you can do.
Let it go, Keisha Cole. Let it go.
I vote for PP.
It's not gonna go down. It's not happening. Yo, we got. We need some better, you know, some better help next year. We'd be all right.
Yeah, next year. You know, hey, I understand.
My nephew, Mark Garrett, UNLV, number 89. Hopefully the Giants pick him up this year. This is last year in college. He's doing his thing.
Pick him up.
Bring my family into the NFL. Let's show
you
how to play.
You know what? Y'all, the ranking may be so low, you might get a higher round choice.
Yes.
You're not in the playoffs.
Yeah, but I think he want to play in New York.
He don't know no better.
He might want to go to the Jets. He might want to be a Jets.
Yeah. I said he's going to be a South Carolina, so he might want to come to New York.
He might want to be a Panther.
Nah.
That's worse. I mean, well, at least they don't want some, but I'm just saying. I love y'all New York people. I do. And I really had a good show. And I forgot I need to send out my my blast about the Giants because I've been quiet today.
Chill. Can you let it go, please?
Mm.